Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Thursday night it is. What a lovely Thursday night it is.
It really is. It's the most beautiful night of the week, because you know why? It's Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com here on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your ears, and it's also the place to be. As that lovely, lovely sweeper, what would you call that thing at the beginning of the show? Promo? Sounder? What's that thing called?
Rejoinderator.
That magic missile that started at the beginning of the show that shot and taught us all about it, that you're listening to Best in Show, you're listening to Heroes Talk. It's a magical time. For those that want to join us, you can on the hottest of all lines, 877-744-6405. My name is Chris. I'm going to be one of the guys that's hanging with you tonight. As I look across the table, I see the most sultry boy I've ever known in my entire life.
I am a Polish princess.
He is a Polish princess, and his name, it's Keith.
Thank you. That is my name, and hello.
I look over to I get all confused when I start talking about left and right and whatnot. I look over there, and if you're not looking there, look there now. It's another sultry boy, no?
Yellow.
Hi, it's Fred.
What's up?
What's up, chillin'?
He's a German princess, despite his shirt not saying it.
Unbelievable. And I look over there to that other spot, and I see Elvis Costello. Oh, I mean, sorry, Brian. Hey, Brian.
That accident did happen.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding, Chris?
I don't know. I really don't know. So good morning, everybody, in the evening. It's Thursday night, so obviously it's time for Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. A magical thing. A thing of stuff. You want to get us on the Hottest of All Lines? I told you that. You want to get us on Instant Messengers? I got that. It's Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Keith, or Best in Show Brian. And if you want to talk to our producer, he's all executive. His name's Rob Giggs.
Good evening.
What's up?
What's up?
No, seriously, what's up?
You know.
Just chilling?
Yeah, chilling.
Word.
Can I pull the curtain back a little?
What do you need?
Is that the new opening song?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Do you know what that? Do you know what that opening song was? It was something special and magical for tonight. And I'm trying to explain why because Keith is the one who came up with it. So I have no idea.
Okay.
So you might want to address your question to him.
That's a band called the Neutral Milk Hotel that I've been listening to a lot lately. And
I think it's Os Neutral Milk Hotel.
No, the Os isn't in there anymore. And they're from years ago. I mean, that song is like about 10 years old. But I, for some reason, I thought of it the other day. I actually saw it on somebody had audio of one of their songs on the page, and I started listening to them again. And
I did recognize that my girl's infatuated with that band.
Is she?
Yeah.
As well, she should be. So I just decided, you know, I just kind of want to hear that song tonight before we do the show.
Just wondering.
It's weird because I got a lot of musical issues that I'd love to discuss, but we'll get to those later on in the show.
Sunday morning, we'll get to those.
Yes, we'll talk to those on our music show Thursday, this Sunday morning. Wait, Sunday this Thursday morning?
I guess. Both. Makes sense.
Exactly.
It depends on where you put the quotes. The double quotes.
I'll put double quotes around all of it. It'll encompass every little bit of it. So good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks to all of you for joining us here on Heroes Talk or in Pal Talk. You should be in parts of both of them. Go to HeroesTalk.com or go to Pal Talk TV Radio, Heroes Talk Radio Room. It's exciting. It's good stuff. I'll be honest. Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that I'm not feeling up to par. I'm not feeling up to snuff. I'm physically worse for wear. I've been having a rough, I don't even want to say a few days. I've been having like a rough week.
Rough life.
I've been having a rough life. I'm starting to
die.
I don't know if I'm starting to die, but I've got issues. First off, let me just start right off the bat with the fact that I am I'm 35 years old. Thank you very much. 35 years old. Well, almost.
That's right. The annual – when the hell is Chris's birthday? That's tomorrow, your birthday.
Absolutely. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Really?
No, but tomorrow's my birthday.
No, it Brian, really is, though. It really
no,
is.
No, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, and that would be everyone other than Brian and I, once when Brian and I worked together about 10 years ago. Yeah, I know, but there's new listeners, so I could retell a story, can't I?
No, there's not.
Come on. All right, well, about 10 years ago or so, Brian, for some unknown reason, as I was sitting in the office with him, looked at me and in all earnest said, "Tomorrow's my birthday."
I think the reason is because I'm a douche.
Yeah, exactly. Just for no apparent reason other than the fact that you're a douche. Like, what adult male would tell someone? And actually, that was 10 years ago, so it was probably your 35th birthday then as well.
Chris, would you have more respect for him if he just went up to you and said, "Tomorrow you need to give me a present"?
Actually, I would prefer it if he would just look at me and say, "Do you like me? I was wondering, do you like me?"
As I said it, as the words were coming out of my mouth, I just wanted to grab it back because I was like, "Wow, that's a really stupid thing to say." But he just pounced on it. It's like, "Wow, that was you are so bad. Why would you say
he said tomorrow? You said tomorrow is your birthday.
Tomorrow's my birthday."
That was maybe like conversation number 12 that we've ever had.
Wouldn't it be funnier if a guy was just like, "Bro, it's my birthday tomorrow." Like, wouldn't that be even odder to you?
Do you remember there was like an internet sensation a few years back?
Chocolate Rain.
A different one, even before that, probably 10 years ago, probably about the same time that Brian told me about his birthday. There was the Casanova. This little kid with a mullet, he was like 8 years old, said, "Hello, my future girlfriend."
Oh, of course, that kid.
And that was the voice that Brian told me he had his birthday in. And if it wasn't, that's how I like to remember it anyway, whether that's true or not.
Tomorrow I'm going to start collecting Social Security.
So, I'm, granted, I'm getting old, and I don't
it's
think
my
that
birthday.
That's...
Help me celebrate. What if you did that?
I don't necessarily think that my aging makes any difference because I don't think the 365 day anniversary of anything really makes a difference.
Well, if you were born on an odd year, it means you're more expensive. Is that how it works?
In all honesty, I have not.
That's if you're a red, not a white. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, wine. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about wine. Not Is he my slave this week?
Wait, I was going to say,
where's that screeching
halt? I was going to say, the stick of the spokes sound. Where's that? I was just like, what? No, so I'm regardless of my age and regardless of the fact that I'm getting to be an old, miserable
bastard.
What's
so funny about peace, love, and that joke? Nothing.
I'm starting to feel not well a lot lately, and I don't want to steal a page out of Keith's book and come with my hypochondria all over the place. But oh God, coming all over the place in my hypochondria. But
that's what you fear.
It sounds healthy,
but that's what's going to happen.
But at 35 years old, I think I've developed allergies for the first time in my life, and I have had blazing, want to smash my face into a concrete wall headaches. All this week, and it's destroying me. And to the point that I feel like I need to wear blinders. I start to think, because I left my sunglasses at Rob Giggs' house last week, that maybe it's the fact that I have light sensitivity or something. And I'm just been blazing headaches that I don't even understand what's going on in my life.
Have you been nauseous while you had those headaches?
I have indeed been nauseous, but not during the headaches. I feel like I've also kind of stopped eating. Not in my lemonade cleanser way. I just haven't really been eating the past couple of days. I've had no appetite at all. I'm thinking I'm dying of something. I just haven't figured out what it is.
Have your headaches been like the worst headaches that you've ever experienced in your life? Like they're four times as long and five times as painful as any headache that you've ever had?
No. I don't think it's a migraine. I don't think it's a migraine. That's where you're going. No, I don't think that's what it is. By the way, I'm being assaulted already in the Pal Talk room by Frizzy163. Don't be whining about being 35, considering that that he or she is turning 46. No, not so far off. I apologize. I am one of a pathetic group of guys whining as you're letting us know. Sorry.
Sometimes a third sort of give that you may be having a migraine is loss of vision, and it looks like your blind spots are getting bigger, like you have little kind of lightning bolt vision patterns that are blocking up your eye. You can't see through.
Yeah, I'm not as old as you. I don't have that yet. I'm not having that
I've been
problem.
Having those since I was maybe 12 or 13 years old, and they're crippling. I get migraines.
They're migraines? That's what that is?
Yeah, I get a little bit of a warning. I start losing vision, and then I have to go find a bed within 15 minutes, and I have to sleep in it for at least like a good 6 or 7 hours.
There's nothing in the world more consoling about the whole thing than is hearing. I get migraines and hearing in the background Fred just chuckling to himself like he's all excited. It's so great that he's in pain.
It's crippling, he says.
It really is. You can't open your eyes because any light hurts you. You can't hear anything because it makes you nauseous. You actually do get nauseous, and like if you're eating anything, you'll vomit. The only solution is to go to sleep, go into a dark room and sleep.
Yeah, migraines are bad, but Chris, let me ask you something honestly. Were you drinking a lot this week? Like alcohol, I mean.
More so than usual.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've been, don't get me wrong, I drink pretty heavily, but that's, you know. That's,
I thought maybe you just
have that's to. How I roll, you know.
I
drink
you
heavily
roll.
Every day.
Were you riding your bike?
Yes, with no handlebars, I was.
Were you jogging again?
No, I've been doing no athletic athletic activities at all.
Any blood that Man. Shouldn't be in blood
oh,
places?
Oh, wait, I shouldn't be drinking tons of people. I've been going to the blood clinics and just like just drinking, just randomly.
You might just not be drinking enough water. That's sometimes you get
drink a lot of water. Yeah. I drink a lot of water. I'm telling you, blazing headaches. Every meal, no matter what I seem to eat, has been hurting my stomach bad. So as a result, that's kind of why I've sort of stopped eating for the past couple of days.
Any stress? Like extra stress? Or?
Keith is fishing.
I'm really not.
I have an unbelievable hole in my chest of emptiness that I hope is filled one day. But other than that, I'm good.
He said I'm fishing, and my answer to him was, no, I'm really not. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what's going on. I guess that means yes, I am, actually.
Keith, what kind of cancer does he have? Have you diagnosed it yet?
I think it's eye cancer. All right. Meaning it's mine,
the I, me cancer.
So you haven't been taking allergy medicine or Excedrin, Chris? Nothing?
No, because it's only been a couple of, I mean, I've been taking Advil every time I get the blazing headache. Mm-hmm. But like right now I'm not headaching. I'm pretty good today.
You're not headaching?
I'm not headaching.
Okay.
What? And the reason for
the
this
verb form of headache, you're not headaching.
I am not with headache.
Christine Sneak's response to eye cancer is Apple makes cancer.
Don't even bring up Pristine to me, all right? Because that guy there's all sorts of issues in my head with this guy. He's beating.
He's causing headaches.
He's beating. You know what? This might be the cause. He's beating the holy hell out of me on the chessboard and in GameNot.com.
I was curious about
beating
that.
The holy hell out of me, embarrassing me,
giving you a pristine ache.
Oh my god, crushing me, crushing. Maybe that's the cause of all my headaches. But yeah, I don't know. It's headaches. My stomach's been bothering me. I'm convinced it's some sort of cancer or AIDS.
Have you been listening to like music loud? Maybe.
Hey, listen, but
headphones, like with headphones louder than usual lately, because I notice when I am listening to like music extended periods of time for some reason, like I get like headaches all of a sudden, and, you know.
No, I mean not with headaches.
I don't
with
lower it
so
or
much.
Anything, but
have you been taking walks in the park during lunch? you near any like grassy places, like in trees or anything? I mean, that could you know click off an allergy.
Have you been climbing trees after work?
Wait, walk?
Yeah, Chris walks in the park during lunch.
Have you been rickshawing around the
I get pissed that I have to walk a half a block to the parking garage to get the car. I'm not walking to any park. I did walk to Fifth Avenue yesterday hoping to get a book, but that's other than that, no, I haven't done any walk.
Have you been reading in the dark?
What, that causes headaches? Well, I guess it would.
Yeah, it does.
The Jives asks in the chat room if you've been drilling holes into your head. Like, have you tried any trepanning?
That's how I was trying to alleviate the pressure. I was trying to get some of the demons out of my head.
That's the solution, not the cause.
Leeches work as well.
What people would say was the changing of the seasons. Do you believe that? Like the changing of the seasons gets you sick?
I know that weather changes could make something wrong. I absolutely agree with that 100%. But I don't know that that's it. I'm telling you, I feel like a really weird craziness, physical craziness that's going on. And
I know what's wrong. You're a fag.
That's probably what it is. Every few years, I convince myself that I have awful diseases. And again, I don't want to be stealing a page out of Keith's book.
I don't care about you stealing the page, but how do you have the nerve to like ridicule me and make fun of me?
Because
like,
I also acknowledge that it's stupid. I know that I don't have these diseases. I've just convinced myself now that I do. Because why else would I have a headache? The fact that I drink heavily on a daily basis and just screw around and don't eat.
How long have the headaches lasted?
What's that?
How long have the headaches lasted?
Probably about a week and a half now. Probably about a week and a half every day.
Will you see a doctor or no?
Not likely. Okay. Not likely. You know,
all right. That's excellent. Very good.
If it gets worse, then I'll deal with it. So that's where I'm at. I'm thinking maybe someplace in the back of my mind.
In the back of your head.
In the back of my head where the drill holes are.
When the pain reaches it.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that master cleanse a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it stirred up something awful inside
me. That's
what
Barb suggested a little while ago. That your master cleanse diet may have caused this.
All right. Well, then I apologize to my body for doing this, and I'm done with it.
I say lay off the Moe's.
I was in Queens, actually Long Island the other night, and there was a Chipotle there, and I had just gotten Taco Bell. I was so angry because I wanted to try Chipotle so I could finally make the decision.
I don't want to be insulting. I don't want to be insulting to our friend DJ Newstyle. But F Chipotle in its stupid ass. Screw that place is the worst thing in the world. Moe's number one.
Okay. Well, we were talking, about bike riding and Chris not bike riding. And Chris not jogging.
Oh, no. I rode bikes, like, for 7 days straight.
I find that Chris gets it. Chris, are you a type of guy that gets, like, hobbies or gets onto a kick and then just stops it? But are you? Well, go on, answer it, and then I'll ask you. Later.
No,
no, really not.
No, I've been doing internet radio for years. This is the only hobby that I've stuck with. Yeah, of course, it's not hobbies. I am compulsive. I guess that's the word for it. Obsessive compulsive. That I embrace something full fledged, and it's the greatest thing in the world. And 12 minutes later, I couldn't even care less.
Well, I know your hobbies are just on a computer and
hobbies, by the way, is a delicious, delicious diner in Newark. If anyone's ever in Newark, New Jersey, go to Hobbies. It's on the corner of Market Street. You'll get the best hamburger you'll ever eat in the world.
Why wouldn't they just go to the Texas Wieners place instead?
No. Not Joe's Texas Wieners. That's around the corner. I'm telling you, Hobbies. It's right off of Market Street. Delicious.
What do you think was your weirdest hobby in your life? Because I know you probably had many.
Wow, hobbies. The weirdest hobby I've had in my life. Well, I was a coin collector when I was a young man because I was obviously cool as hell.
Who was it? What's the name of that? This is really weird, stupid name.
A coinologist?
I'll find it for you. I forgot what the name is, but I'll find it for you.
I was a coin collector. I was a comic collector.
You do stamps? I used to do stamps.
I never did stamps.
Big on stamps.
Never did stamps. I did taekwondo, obviously. What's up, bro? Yellow belt, green tip. What's up? Represent. Dragon Kim, what's going on, bro? I'm trying to think what other hobbies I've had in my life.
Did pain exist in your dojo?
No, absolutely not.
Did
is
fear?
No pain. See, I didn't know. I was not a member of the Cobra Kai. Oh, I was just with Dragon Kim. I was just with Dragon Kim.
Always look guy.
I'm trying to think. What other hobbies did I have? I purchased an RC car. I was psyched to start like building RC cars. I had a Grasshopper. And then I accidentally wired the positive to the negative and burnt out the battery and never actually drove the car ever. I broke it before it was done, so that hobby didn't last very long. Yeah, I guess I quit hobbies pretty quickly.
What about you, Bri?
I've been through a bunch of them, but I did sort of obsess about them for the longest time.
Well, your hobbies now are just really video games, right?
Pretty much. That's going back. That does take me back to like a sort of distant childhood passion. It's a passion. It's more than a hobby, you know.
What?
Video games. Basically, I work, I sleep, and I play video games. It's kind of like what I do right now.
That to me is more a pastime than a hobby. I don't feel like you know what? I will say, for those of you that don't spend a lot of time over at heroestalk.com and go to the forum, and what idiot amongst you doesn't do that, I don't understand. But if you go there, you see that there's this weird, crazy subculture of you lunatics that have invested far too much of your life force into these video games that you're all about, these console games that you're obsessed with. It seems more than a hobby.
I think just because I'm getting back into it, it's been maybe for the past 3 or 4 months or something. I finally got a console after literally a decade, if not more, of not having one. I'm spending an inordinate amount of time on it now, and that'll probably ease up, or I would have expected it to, but it's not. It's just getting worse and worse.
Well, Bro, do you remember any weird hobbies like from your childhood? Like, I could see you collecting skulls or something weird like that.
No, not really. Okay. I was a really good pogo sticker.
Stop it.
I swear to
Stop
God.
Stop it.
I could do backflips on a pogo God. Stick. I
no,
could
you couldn't.
Yes, I absolutely could. And I could use a pogo stick without my hands and hop around the block.
I'm going to go so far as to say that Fred is no longer the biggest liar on
that
the show.
Is absolutely true.
And two, I've been in Rob Giggs' basement for more than today. I know that he has a lot of stuff over here. Rob Giggs, do you have a pogo stick that we could put into the challenge right now? I'd like to see you put to the test.
I don't know if I could do a backflip right now, but
then
I could
you're a liar and a son of a bitch.
I could do a little method. I got some skills on the pogo stick.
I smell cess past the method.
What else? I also,
dude, in I love the pogo ball. Back in the day, I used to love to pogo ball.
I don't even know what that is.
The pogo ball was like, it was kind of like two balls.
Looked like Saturn.
Yes, exactly. Looked like Saturn.
Dude, you're way too old to be doing
I agree.
A pogo ball.
No, not now. I'm saying like when I was
when it came out.
It
didn't exist when you were 8, 9, or 10 years old. It came out when you were like 20.
Maybe.
I'm telling you that the pogo ball is probably.
I had to be in my teens. Definitely.
Okay, so you were like a cool kid because you were playing with toys, like some little jerk.
Well, would that be considered a hobby? That's what I was going to say, like a pogo ball and like a...
Well, you're talking
pogo stick.
A pogo ball is a Milton Bradley game. A pogo stick, I would say, is a hobby. Because there's a lot more skill involved with that.
Is riding a bike a hobby?
Yeah, I think bike riding is a hobby.
Okay. Sports are hobbies,
I think that's an activity. I don't think it's a hobby. I think, to me, a hobby is like collecting something or it's got to be more than just one act.
I would have to go out
even
and practice
video
for
games.
Many hours of the day.
But you're practicing the same thing. You're practicing jumping up and down and maybe doing a backflip, which I will never ever believe that you could really do that. But.
I could never do a front flip. There was a kid on my block who could do a front flip, but I can do a backflip. I also remembered I was really good at monkey bars. I was great at monkey bars for way too long. Like, I was really old, and I'm doing, like, on the tiny little, like, monkey bar sets. Off to the left side, they get wider, and I could do all kinds of weird kind of... we would play tag on the monkey bars for hours and obsess about it. And I walked on fences. I'd climb the top of a fence and I'd walk around the top of a fence. And
that's not a hobby, dude.
That's a hobby. That's stupid. That's stupid activities.
It would be a softball field with like the really big fences,
oh,
and I'd walk around the entire field.
I totally forgot. I used to go to this place down the block from my house where they would give classes every day. They called it school. I went there. That was my favorite hobby.
You're asking about weird hobby. I spent a lot of time doing all those things, and they are, yes, I agree. They're totally weird.
Well, Brian, were you good at climbing fences?
I was excellent at not climbing fences, walking on the top of fences.
Did you ever think when you were walking on top of the fence that you would be like a trapeze artist when you grew up?
No.
Some in the circus?
No, I never had any kind of fantasies. I was going pro.
Were you ever an acrobat? Like in acrobatics?
Just he with the just monkey told bars. You just that he used to bars. Do flips on the pogo stick.
I do harbor fantasies of being like a parkour expert.
But. No, I want to know if Brian like did a floor routine, like a gymnastics, where you were like a gymnast.
Let's see. I did. No, I can't. I really didn't. Karate is the closest thing.
I'm being honest, ma'am. I actually, while I was drinking a beer there, I actually almost spit beer all over the place because the idea of Brian doing like his floor routine just totally just got to me.
With like the ball. Yeah,
like, but all serious. Like serious, like flexing and aggressive. Oh man, I would love to see that. Nah, see, not that fluid. I think you're going to be like aggressive,
oh, yeah?
Like macho.
Like bing, bing, bam, pow, boom, bam.
Like that's definitely part of the music. It's awesome.
What? Okay.
How about you, Keith? Any weird hobbies? That you never had any weird hobbies when you was young?
I liked Adam Ant and David Bowie when I was like 8. That's a hobby.
So music? I mean, did you ever
I did love music, but I don't. Is that a hobby? I didn't collect it. Like, I just liked to listen to it, so I wanted. I didn't say, oh, this is my, this is my original pressing, of whatever. I never collected records.
Never
actually.
Collected baseball cards.
I could
see a baseball card collector.
You know what? I was obsessed with baseball cards.
Did you
garbage pail kids?
Did you score baseball games?
Yes, I did.
Did you collect stamps?
I didn't collect stamps.
Okay, I was waiting for us to go down a list of 14 things and have you say yes to everyone. No, but I had no hobbies.
Baseball cards. Yeah, baseball cards and. Garbage Pail Kids, I loved too. And Wacky Packages, remember those?
Oh, Wacky
Dude,
Packages.
Dude, Wacky
awesome.
Packages were the single greatest product ever in the history of the world. There were stickers that had product names on them.
Oh, like fake product names.
Like they were, what's the word?
They weren't called Wack. They were
Wacky Packages, you son of a bitch. That's what they were.
Yeah, called. I was at who's the guy that does a biopsy? What's that doctor called?
No.
A biopsicker.
I was at one of them recently. And
you don't legitimately believe that there's a doctor who only does biopsies and he's a special biopsy doctor, right?
Oh yeah. It's a
biopsicker?
Oh, it's a pathologist. It's called. All he does is biopsies.
I don't buy that. Okay. I think regular doctors.
It's
do
his
that.
Hobby, really. But
okay.
But when I was there, I went. It was this office in Brooklyn, and I go in, and in every room, he's just got Wacky Packages framed, like original,
like
from
the full sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they came in magazines. Didn't you have to put the sticker in a magazine in the Wacky Packages? Didn't it come?
No, you know,
like...
yeah, you had your Wacky Packages books.
Yes,
that you would put your stickers in.
Exactly.
Topps used to put out in the '80s these sticker books, and they were numbered, but they were blank spaces of all the baseball teams, and then you had to buy the packages, and you could fill in the book. I still want to find those. I can't, though.
Keith had not one hobby. Now
he's rattled 14 of Wacky Packages were the greatest, though. Like, you find, like there would be, like, a Brillo.
They're so politically incorrect,
there would be, like, a chock full of nuts and bolts was my favorite because it was the coffee package, and you'd see a person trying to swallow nuts and bolts because, obviously, you can't drink those. It's zany.
You're describing something that I remember from my childhood, but I don't know if, like, I'm just a little older than you guys, and they were called something different.
I know you are a lot older than us.
How about you, Rob? Any weird hobbies over there?
I used to collect other people's credit card numbers.
Oh, but she...
That's
the best hobby. That's the hobby that keeps on giving.
I'm trying to think of another Wacky Package. That's all I care about right now is another Wacky Package other than chock full of nuts and bolts. For some reason, there was like a Brillo, like the Brillo cleaning pad, but it was like called Grillo or something like that. And it was just funny for some reason.
Isn't that Howard Stern in town?
Except, yes, exactly. Steve Grillo is what it was. It's awesome. I'm curious because you throw the question out there, Fred. What hobbies did you have other than your really, really, really unbelievably cool stamp collecting hobbies?
Well, you brought up cars. I had the same thing, but it was with boats because I lived next to Clove Lakes Park. So it was remote control boats instead of remote control cars that I was into. And I would always go by Clove Lakes. And at the end of Clove Lakes Park, there's at the end of the lake, there's like a sewer, a runoff that goes into the sewer. And my boats always used to get stuck and go down the sewer. And I used to get so pissed off. I would probably buy a boat a week. My father would... practically beat me.
I'll go so far to say, if you actually go back in the recording and listen, when you said you collect boats, you actually could have heard me in the background. Like, I was so psyched. Like, oh, my God, remote control boats. It's the greatest idea. Who came up with that invention? I never had a remote control boat.
And if a boat, if a boat, went past its time and you knew you were going to get another boat, you would drive the boat out, but you would set it on fire, and you would drive it out into the middle of the lake and
let it... I thought your parents told you went to a farm, went to a boat farm.
The closest thing we had to that is I lived in a ghetto when I was a kid. The closest thing we had is it would rain and the sewers would clog up, and you'd have like a good like 3 feet of water at the end of the street, and we'd like make little paper like cardboard boats or fill up tin cans and watch them run down the street.
You didn't have a Good Humor Man in your neighborhood that you could just take your toasted almond stick and just let that float down the street?
No, we didn't have any ice cream men. No, ice cream men were in suburbia.
No, we were poor. There was no ice cream men in our neighborhood.
We didn't. I don't know. It's different like upstate than it is down here. Okay. All the ice cream men are in the hoods down there, but up there they're only in like the rich suburbs. It was kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I never thought they were real. I thought they were like a 50s TV thing. And then I moved to suburbia, and like there were no sidewalks, and the ice cream man was driving down the road, and it kind of creeped me out.
Driving on the grass into people's houses because he couldn't figure out where the road was.
Lots of grass, too. Yeah, everything was green. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't understand a world without sidewalks, nor do I understand a world without ice cream men. Any world I've ever lived in had both.
The suburbia that I moved to, I guess people just didn't walk. And when you did, you were just walking in the streets. Everyone drove everywhere.
I still remember my ice cream man, Joe. He was about 70 years old,
wow.
Senile, and we always used to lie and say it was our birthday. So every day, like, everyone would get a turn. Everyone would get a turn, like, oh, it's my birthday today. So you go
this
to
is my birthday, too.
By the way, I forgot to – I missed it in the Pal Talk Room, Pristine Sega Sports. Brian used to go out every day and play rocks with the other barefoot children. That was the game.
I don't know if we called it rocks, but we did have a game where we threw rocks at each other from across the field. And, like, every couple weeks someone would get hit in the eye with a rock and, like, be all bloodied up. And
your parents cared so much, that game continued week after week.
They didn't know. He just came home and, you know.
They didn't know.
He just came home and said, I got shot in the eye.
No, I lost, an eye.
A kid threw a rock at me, you know.
Well, Brian, what's your leisure time now? You have nothing. Do you even have time for leisure time?
Yeah, I do have time. Now that I don't work obscene, insane hours in a manual labor job, I have a regular office job. So when I'm not entertaining my girlfriend, and particularly when I'm alone, I'm playing video games. That's all I'm doing.
Entertaining.
Well, what about you, Keith? You know. I know that you're, you know, off for the month.
We play crosswords.
What have you been up to?
He's on sabbatical.
He's going to college.
I've been, like, on Facebook a lot.
That is honestly a good hobby. Facebook and MySpace are fine hobbies to have. As you point to your screen, I'm assuming you're on
Facebook.
I'm
covering.
You're actually on Facebook right now in the middle of the show.
It certainly is.
What about your trivia stuff that's going on, Keith?
Oh, I did that once. I planned on going. I went a couple weeks ago. I talked about it actually on last week's show. I went to a pub quiz at a bar in Manhattan. But I've been on Facebook a lot, playing the games and creating. You know.
I just want you to know
tributes to Taye Diggs and whatnot.
You can say whatever you want about games you've been playing. Scramble, you got no chance. Crushing you.
Oh, dude, I will destroy you. Destroy you. Look, I'm not very good.
You got zero Scrabble. In the last round you played, so that's all I'm going to say about
I
that.
I forgot I was playing.
Is that like the circle game, like in the crossword?
Scrabble. It's Scrabble, but you just have to connect the words in any
It's
like,
not
direction.
Quite Scrabble. It's kind of Boggle is what the game is. They give you like a little board of letters, and you just have to find the words in it. It's terrific.
Yeah, honestly, it sounds like Scramble in the cartoon sheet. And when you had the cartoons on, not the Sunday sheets, but... The end of every day in the
Sunday
newspaper.
Sheets?
Yeah. Don't you remember Sunday comics and your
you
newspaper?
You really were brought up in the 40s. You referred to the newspaper as the Sunday sheets?
I don't know. I don't know what they were called.
The Sunday sheet. Man's coming with the papers. X3.
Dancil's our special guest this week.
But during the week, they had like one paper, one side of the paper, one sheet, if you will, that had all the comics. And down in the bottom right-hand corner, you had
you
Scramble.
You are from such a backwards town. Their newspaper was one page. That's what you have. Yeah, no, I never.
The comics page.
No, you had a whole comic section of the paper.
That was Sunday, but the rest of the week,
it was
every
only
day
one
you
page.
Had one page.
Only
no,
one page.
And
that's where Scramble was.
Two pages.
It was. Sometimes it depended on which paper. Sometimes it would just be one side. Sometimes it would be both sides. But it was usually just one side.
I represent the New York Post. That's all I care about, bro.
That's a whole paper.
They put the blotter sheet in there. That's all I care about.
The whole paper is cartoon.
Chris, you have all the money in the world. What hobby do you take on? What hobby do you want to take up that you always wanted to do?
Wow, let me think about that. Could you pass it around the table for a second?
Remote
really
control
think?
Boats.
Think about
I
it.
Wanna get
seriously.
I was at Walmart last night.
You want to buy Walmart?
And yes, I was at Walmart last night, and as I was paying for what I was purchasing,
I turned and I look and I see Walmart and Kmart, they're all, and Target, they're all set up the same way, like past the registers, tucked away in the corner, like past, like towards the exit, there's just stacks and stacks of baseball cards and sets from years, and I was glancing at them and I said, oh my god, look at the colorful, beautiful baseball cards that I could go buy right now. But I had already paid for what I was buying, so it didn't matter.
I don't know that collecting works for me. Although
oh, I don't frame them or anything. I just like looking at them.
Keith, you're saying if you had all the money in the world, you would collect baseball cards? You could do that right now. You could do that right now.
That's a lot of baseball.
Yeah, you only need like $6 maybe?
If I had all the money in the collection. World. I don't have $6. If I had all the money in the world, I don't know. I would collect heads.
Yeah, like rhino. Like, you know, you'd go rhino hunting.
No,
or something.
People.
Oh, people.
That's Brian. Brian would do
no,
that.
Brian is who's actually getting them for me, and then he presents them to me. And I have a big giant room where I sit in a smoking chair. And
you know that, like, I forgot whatever movie it is where really rich guys go out and buy people to hunt them down, and you actually
hostile?
Yeah, I don't know what is it. You actually purchase people to run around in woods, hunt them down, and kill them.
We figured out what Giggs' hobby is: snuff films. Yeah. Snuff films. Are, that's what his hobby is.
It's a combination. .com being a sniper and
place your order.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I can't think of anything that I'd really like. If I had a lot of money, I'd spend a lot of money on drugs, probably.
Really?
At this point in my life, sure.
On drugs?
Sure. Well, drugs, alcohol, a rocket ship. You know, things like that.
Do you want to be a spaceman? That's a good hobby.
Do you want to be a spaceman? Absolutely. Yeah, I think I do.
Really? You're going to go to space?
Why wouldn't you? Where else would you want to go? You're going to go underwater?
I think.
You're not
honestly,
just going to hang out here, right?
I think there's a... well,
I mean, Giggs' house is nice and all, but you've got to go someplace.
I bet you, honestly, now that you mention it, if I had all the money in the world, I'd probably barely ever leave my house. Facebook.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'd probably want to fly to space. I think I'd want to go to space. Is that would that be considered a hobby?
Of course. So you go, but you
all right,
you
so
travel.
Moon planet hopping. That's my new hobby. Oh,
that's a great, hobby.
If I thought that once we got there was just like planets, actual stuff, like in the Star Wars bar, like in that sea, like just old crazy, like, you know, like... Because you say planet hopping, because you say planet hopping, I think bar hopping, rock. So I'm thinking of like two-headed girls hanging out drinking blue drinks on each planet.
You know what?
Utazuka solo.
You always tweaked me out about that canteen scene is that it was really built up to be a dangerous place. Like, okay, you're going to be walking into a joint here, and there's going to be a lot of nefarious people, all right? So keep it down.
Boing, zoom. It was just like... I think it would be great.
Underwater is intriguing too. What if you could go to the center of the
drown.
Earth?
You could drown. You could drown there.
You could die sub. Of not having air though.
Yeah, but I won't drown.
I would be more comfortable. And don't get me wrong, I'm terrified of water. But I would be more comfortable at thinking that, you know, if I had all the
You're
money in the world.
Of water.
I was on the Staten Island ferry the other day.
What?
And
Wait. Slow down. The idea of drowning doesn't scare you, Brian?
I guess not particularly. I guess if I was drowning, I'd probably be panicking, but no, water doesn't scare me at all.
Better man than I.
I was on the Staten Island Ferry the other day, and keep in mind, when I was younger, I used to go swimming, and I would have to be told to come in, like, on the beach, because I would, you know, be going too far, so it's not a lifelong thing, but I looked at the water, and it was kind of level with the back of the boat, which was kind of odd. It was a little high, and I just got terrified for some reason. I said, oh, my God, this is the scariest thing. I hate, like, in South Jersey, there's a lot of bridges that are almost level with the water that you drive over, and the idea of water is scary to me.
So you're on a boat. On, not a boat, a ferry, a huge vehicle in the middle of the water.
Which is a boat.
And you're a fair enough distance away from the water, but you're afraid of what, falling
Have
into
you been
the water?
On the Staten Island Ferry? Because yeah. if you, it's roped off. If you were to go... Like,
you're in the back then.
Right, in the back. All it's right. roped off, and there's maybe 5 feet after the rope, and right there you can step onto the water. So I'm looking at it, and of course the motor is making the water jump up, so I was just thinking, this is terrifying. This is kind of scary to me.
I fantasize about, like, when I look over that edge, I'm like, trying to hit... Like, if I would jump down, which wave would I hit and stuff like that?
Well, because you have a death wish because you're an insane person.
You wouldn't die. You wouldn't die.
I bet you'd get sucked into the motor.
No.
Of course you would.
Stop it.
Of course you would. You've never heard of, like, people jumping off the back of a boat and they get sucked into the engine of the boat? That's how people die.
You're moving fast enough away that you wouldn't even get near. You wouldn't be close enough to the suction to get. And it's not pulling in. It's pushing out. So, if anything, you'd be pushed away from it.
I don't buy it.
You'd have to work a lot to get...
I'm telling you that that happens at least six times a day on the Staten Island Ferry. One, because I could talk. On the Staten Island Ferry, six times a day, someone falls off and gets sucked in, and they die on the Staten Island Ferry. For those that don't know, if you ride the Staten Island Ferry, please stay towards the front of the boat, or you'll be one of the six that dies every single day.
Per ride or per day?
Is it the same six people? They just keep tossing them down?
No, you can only die once.
All right. So I'm sorry. Where were you before you told me you were afraid of water?
I would think that underwater, right, you can have, if I have all the money in the water, if I have a lot of money, right, unlimited, I could make sure that, you know, I'm properly equipped with enough people and equipment to make sure I'm not going to drown.
Unlimited or a lot?
I'd say unlimited for you know.
Yeah, because what I would want would
be you're not going planet hopping, Chris, without unlimited money. Let's get real.
No,
he's mad that I have a couple boats of people making sure I don't drown, and he wants to fly to Mars.
So yeah, I don't get it, Keith. What are you having them do? You just want to swim?
I want to go with a team and try to go as far down as I can to try to get to the center of the Earth.
You want to drill into the Earth.
You're scared of like it collapsing around you?
I'm an adventurer.
Keith wants to be Indiana Jones.
You really are. Honestly, I admire you more than I ever have before.
Don't you have the slightest thought that there might be something cool in the center of the Earth?
No.
Like what? Like popcorn?
I'm going to guess a lot of hot...
The Mole Men.
A lot of hot rock is what I'm thinking. And when I mean hot rock, I'm not talking like Zeppelin. Yeah. I mean like something like bad that's going to fall on you and you're going to burn.
Yeah, the middle of the planet, there's a core. It's magma. You're going to die when you go near it.
You have no idea what you're talking about, do you?
Your magma.
The core of the Earth is hot.
Yes, it probably is.
And you will die if you go near it.
Yeah.
So that's all that's there? So I can actually think like I went there now.
But I bet you'd see cool creatures that you never saw.
Oh, yeah, the Mole Men. The Mole Men. That's what he was going
for. I guarantee
there
you there are things all the way down in the ocean where people think, all right, it's too cool. Like, but what happens when you keep going down? Do you start seeing, like, the water flaming?
No,
like
China. Do you come up to go see China?
Like, do you see the pure magma? Like, do you see red lava? Like... If you keep going straight down, what happens?
If you keep going straight down in the water, you're eventually going to hit the bottom of the seafloor, and then you'll have to drill through the hard seafloor to get...
You're going
to
have to go down 20,000 leagues or so, give or take.
And you don't think his submarine has a drill bit attached to the front of
it?
I'm
not saying it can't be done, but
you gave him unlimited. You gave him limitless money. He's got it covered.
We didn't go to the Renaissance Fair. We didn't go to Vegas. Even Atlantic City. Can we go have a best in show trip to the center of the Earth at least?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to come.
Why wouldn't you go?
Because the Mole Men and the hot rocks. I want nothing to do with
that. The dying part, I think, is really the part that I don't
like. But you're going to go into deep space, Chris. It's just as risky, no?
By the way, Hot Rocks is the Rolling Stones, not Led Zeppelin.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. I'm saying that...
Chris goes up, Keith goes
Hot
down.
Hot Rocks.
Well, that's what it always
was. Are we going to meet eventually, like, somehow? But we're going to be, like, different colors?
That was always the thing between me and Keith. Our problems, our own personal problems. He was always about down, I was always about up. What are you going to do?
I thought you meant our personal, just time.
That too! All right, Chris, you're on top again. I'm saying space.
This doesn't bode well for me.
I'm saying you got to go.
I'm afraid of water.
I would like to make amusement park rides. I think that would be a cool hobby.
Just
make them. I hate riding on them, but I'd like to make them.
Then why would you want to make them?
I don't know.
What do you mean make? Like
create,
as an architect?
Or
as like a builder?
Rides, as an architect, I guess. Because I'm not going to make it myself.
You want to come up
with ideas. Exactly.
And then have people execute it for you.
Yes.
So with Fred having all the money in the world that he can come up with, he wants to buy Roller Coaster Tycoon for his
his computer.
Go get
a video
game. That's all
game.
He wants. He wants a game that exists in the world. If I could do anything, I'd get a game for my Commodore 64.
But then you pay for it. Then you pay for it and you see it be built.
Yeah, but I don't understand. You say you don't like the rides, but you want to design them.
Yes, I get joy out of making people happy, Brian, unlike you.
You know what, man? It's being pointed out by our buddy Barbara, a girl in the Pal Talk room, that what guy doesn't say sports memorabilia collecting as your way to go?
I do.
And she's saying that that's what Tidbit would do. And you know what? I've got all my damn Reno autographs already. I don't know that I want any more. I'd like to... You know what I would do?
Buy Dan Marino.
I would go to Vince McMahon and say, here's $10 million. I want to win the main event at WrestleMania and win the heavyweight championship of the world.
That's good.
But that's not a hobby. That would be like a one-time event, where it's like, you know, Planet Hop, and I'd do that week to week and just hang out all the time.
And you'd show off your belt?
Oh, my God. I would
tell you.
Hey, Martians, who's champ now, bitches?
Intergalactic champion. The interspecial champion.
By the way, it's being told that, Chris, you're ignoring the Ustream room.
No, he said Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I said Roller Coaster Tycoon and then looked down at the room and saw Canadian Page said it. So Canadian Page, yes, you get all the credit in the world, as does the Ustream room. And,
she didn't say it. She didn't say it.
She didn't?
No, Deja said it.
Just by Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Deja hates you. No, no, Page didn't say you were ignoring the room.
Oh, sorry. I'm crazy.
My hobby is to call out what's going on in rooms while I'm trying to do
a show. That's a really good. That's a really good hobby to have. You know what? Everyone should go to the hearustalk.com radio room. Everyone should go to Pal Talk. Everyone should enjoy it because it's best in show radio.com. Here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. You want to be a part of this program? You can. We have a phone. We answer it. We talk to people if you so choose to call. If you so choose to call, it's not even English, is it?
No,
it's
perfect English.
877-744-6405. But if you don't want to do that, we could sit back, relax, and listen to Brian tell us some sort of inane story about something.
Well, you were just talking about weird hobbies, and it got me thinking of something. Clapping is weird. Isn't clapping like a weird thing to do?
Yes.
Like
yes, it is.
It's like it's what you're doing is you're making some sort of sound with your hands in acknowledgement of somebody else's pleasing sound, and you're basically saying yes, I like the sound by I don't really understand the sort of psychology of clapping.
I was at an off-Broadway show recently, and every time they finished performing a song, everyone started clapping.
That's the
and
worst.
And I was thinking, like, it's so odd. Exactly what you just said. It's so odd. We smack our hands together. It reminds me there was an episode of Star Trek. Where instead of clapping, everybody lit up this little red light on the table, which is just as, like, just makes just as much sense to me, you know? Like,
would you rather snap like the Beatniks did?
Even that, it's just, it seems like a bizarre ritual. Like we have to somehow make noise to show acknowledgement of somebody else's noise being pleasing.
But isn't that just learned behavior? Just like anything else? Just like, exactly. For that matter, laughter. Do you think that laughter is a natural reaction?
Mm-hmm. It's my opinion that every behavior that we have is learned. So, yes, clapping is a learned behavior, as is laughing. But I think that clapping is just bizarre. And particularly when you're at a show or at some place where you feel obliged to have to clap after every song. Or if you don't clap, like, people kind of look at you like, ooh, he didn't enjoy it. Like, maybe I'm just sitting back here and I don't want to freaking make noise with my hand because I like this, you know, this noise, not my noise.
But don't, like, big babies laugh. Like, I don't think that that necessarily means that, like, I don't think laughter is learned. I don't think. Don't you have, like, there's times where, Vanessa said, laughing happens in very small babies. Isn't there times when you laugh, like, it's uncontrollable? Think of when you can't stop laughing.
Sociologists will
say. You can never say, I can't stop clapping.
Sociologists will say.
I've actually had that problem. I was watching a television show last week that I couldn't stop, and I just kept clapping the entire time.
Some sociologists will say that every behavior that we do, even breathing, is a learned behavior. And laughing is just like a sort of mimic crying and so forth. It's what separates us from, you know, much of the animal kingdom that we have no sort of...
instinct?
Yes. I tend to agree with that.
Well, Brian, what would you rather, instead of clapping, what do you think would be appropriate form of... communication.
I mean, if I'm at a show and I like something and I've got a drink in my hand, I might, like, hold it up to the person in the back and, like, give a nod of my head.
Basically,
I really don't want anything. I don't think that it's necessary. Like, I guess maybe it's because I'm
screaming.
Yeah, I'm a.
Because there you're giving the approval. Like, you're actually putting the word. Yeah.
What if everyone goes?
Oh, Rob Giggs has pointed out. Throw out the lighter.
I would prefer no acknowledgement of approval. Like, it's really not necessary to suggest approval.
I would prefer nothing but sadness and
not
no
sadness, just silence. Just let the performers play their music or their show or something and sit back in an audience and listen to it.
No one should know that they're being appreciated?
You know, I mean, if they have to come up with an appreciation, a way to do it, I guess, some other way than... Yeah, so, pay for the
monetary
ticket.
I think they did that already.
But, I mean, I just... The whole action of it, it's just like we're slapping our limbs together and we're making sound with them. It's just, I think I'm done with clapping. I've clapped my last clap. Clapping is too weird. I'm done.
Well, will you boo and hiss if you don't like anything? The other learned action for dislike.
No, I'd probably let it go.
Do people really hiss?
People go, boo! I hate this!
That irritates. If you
like, what happens?
They still do that. If you ever watch the Daily Show or the Stephen Colbert Report, he'll come out and say something that isn't being approved by the liberal audience, and you'll hear like a couple of like hisses, girls go, and it just it makes my head hurt.
I feel like I'm at a tennis. I feel like when you're at a tennis match and a judge makes a bad call, everyone whistles.
That's called the commu hiss.
Okay,
kinda, right. Yeah, and it's so irritating.
You know what though?
I'm a commie.
I agree though. It's because like it is for the performer, the clapping. It's for the performer. It's like so the performer like understands. But like if I'm at like a show, if I'm at a like a concert and I'm all the way in the back, I won't even bother clapping. Like, I'm not even going through the trouble of clapping after a song because it's not gonna matter.
I pretty much have made a bit. I've noticed this for a while. I've been looking around and I've been sort of testing the waters out and not clapping from time to time. People look at you a little differently if you're not clapping. They think like you're kind of upstaging or like A-list in the performers.
You know what's
like.
Bright? It's weird too because sometimes I'll clap and I'll find myself clapping, but I'm not even making any noise with my clap. I'm just going like this, just the motion.
The silent clap.
So people around you know that you're acknowledging the artist.
Exactly. Right. You're faux clapping. You're fapping. That's what that is.
Foping? Wait, your foping just got a hiss from Gut.
Do you have
kicks.
A fake boo? Like, just make the boo shape with your mouth, but you don't actually boo.
How did boo? Boo. What a word.
Boo.
What a word.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a Halloween thing. I got a little nervous for a second.
Like, boo
I thought there was a ghost in the room.
There's so many definitions for boo.
Aw, come on. You're my boo. Exactly. Give me a hug, boo.
It's kind of racist, too. Like it was a racist terminology back in like the 40s and 50s.
Just boo by itself?
Yeah.
Is that like I guess where from Jig Boo, sure? I assume or?
Oh yeah, okay. I never knew where it came from. I'm not a racist.
That's so. Just where my racist mind makes it go. But yeah, that's what I would assume where it would come from. I don't know.
I didn't even make that connection.
It's where the name Boo Radley was slightly kind of like, ooh, he just said a racist word.
I've been listening to Far Side lately, so I've listened to the song "It's Jigaboo Time" like 40 times over the past day and a half. My bad.
So Brian will continue clapping. Not clap.
I'm done. I think I'm done.
Done clapping. And
will not hiss,
but will boo.
Well, obviously.
I don't think I've ever booed. I don't think I've ever booed anything in my life.
You're not a Met fan, that's why.
So no.
And I don't boo at sporting events unless I feel they really deserve my ire and my wrath. But you know what though? If I'm all the way in the top deck at a baseball game and I get really excited, I can't help but clap.
Really?
Yeah, I can't help but clap. So then it's actually a natural emotion. It's not just putting it on for the performer's sake, you know?
Have you ever... When was the last time you booed, Keith? Do you remember what you booed at? Or just remember the last time you remember
booing? It was definitely... It was at a Met game. It wasn't this year, but it was definitely a game where, like, you know, they just, you know, sucked.
You booed your own team?
I don't usually do it. I don't boo a guy. You know what I hate? I hate when a guy gets booed just because he's been having a bad season and he walks onto the field and he gets booed. That's just asinine. But, like, you know, sometimes it's just so frustrating. It's like, you know, I think the Mets, the last game of the year, deserved to be booed off the field this year. They weren't. I don't know if they were, but I think that they deserved it.
Deserves to be killed and dragged off.
If you're really a fan of your team, I can't imagine you ever boo them.
That's garbage. That's total garbage. I disagree.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I've thrown things at the wall in my house. I've smashed things. Yeah, I know. We're getting texts left and right that there's no audio. The everyone has to go to Pal Talk for the audio while Rob is working on it. Apologies as the texts are coming in.
I never heard you boo with the Miami season last year. I never heard you boo once.
One win!
Yeah.
One win I didn't boo. Granted, the game that they won, I started throwing furniture because I was so excited about it. But no, you don't boo for your team.
I normally wouldn't. If I was at the last game of the year for the Mets this year, though, I would have booed. I definitely would have booed. Because if after a second year row of collapsing, I wouldn't have been able to take it.
Bro, you remember booing? You remember the last time you booed?
I'm trying to place myself. I don't think I've ever booed anything. I might have booed in jest. Like, I might have fake booed. I might have foobed. I really don't. But I don't think I've ever booed before in my life. That's ridiculous. That's worse.
Joining us here. On the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Hey, it's Deja.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to let you guys know that there's no audio in the Ustreamer room, so I was wondering if you could put the show on pause.
Oh man, we're not doing a Ron and Fez bit, are we? We can't do that.
I appreciate
that.
You know what? It was your bit on the Ron and Fez show. And I agree, but no, we can't do that. And from what I think right now, it looks like our audio just came back up, so we got it for you.
Boy, that Deja call was tempting, wasn't it?
See ya.
Thanks, buddy. Awesome. So everything's back. And by everything, I mean audio.
Was that Rob's fault or just
Canadian Page is clapping for us right now? I appreciate it. I hear it.
Not my fault.
If I could blame anyone for the technical problems, Brian.
Yep,
it's obviously Brian's issue.
I'll take that. It's mine.
Rob looks so.
But like Canadian Page, I clap, and I think it was. I'm very pleased with the
Chris,
show.
Chris, I'm sorry for unplugging the chat room.
No worries.
Sorry
worries
about that.
What about you, Chris? You remember booing anything? Anybody?
I'm not a booer.
You're not a booer.
I'm not a booer.
Not even at like live events, concerts, wrestling matches. You didn't boo like the Undertaker.
No. Well, okay.
See, that's fake booing, though, isn't it?
Well, it's a fake event, but real booing. I've gone so far as to tell. I've chanted bad things about wrestlers. Like, let's say I was at an ECW event. I've started chants about Taz having AIDS.
Boo to you.
Well, no. But I won't put the word. I won't say boo. Like, I'm like Taz has AIDS. You know, stuff like that. I'll get going.
Like you sing it. Why Taz has AIDS.
Taz has AIDS. Taz has AIDS. You know, stuff like that.
But throat cancer.
You know, I've never. Oh man, see, I wish you were with me. We would have had such a great time that day. But no, I've never booed. I've never gone boo. It's silly.
Right, I agree. Almost, probably more silly than clapping, but it shouldn't be. Clapping like takes more work and action, and there's more. Like I'm moving my arms around, I'm flailing them and making a noise with my hands. I'm not even my mouth. Like I might as well just go. Like, I don't.
Wait, you give raspberries?
Yeah. There you go.
By the way, our buddy John is pointing out in the Ustream room that I'm a liar and I booed at Jet Dolphins games. I can't imagine I booed. I really can't, especially not in a Jet Dolphin game because I'm in the Jets stadium. I never went down to Miami to watch a game. I wouldn't be so much of a jerk as to boo the team. I would just make a big deal when my team did well,
okay, and
which
then,
was few and far between.
And I know you were at a major collapse of a Dolphin collapse at a Jet game.
The single greatest collapse in the history of the world. And guess when that was? That was in, I don't know what year, but it was on my birthday. It was on my birthday, the Miracle in the Meadowlands is what it was. That was on my birthday in like 1998-ish, 97-ish, something like that. It was the single biggest collapse of a team ever in the history of America, ever since, what's that guy's name? Jesus got undone by this group of guys that supposedly thought he was cool.
What about, okay, so say it's the AFC Championship game at Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami.
Jesus and, got AIDS.
It's 38-0 Dolphins in the fourth quarter, right? And the Jets score 41 points, and the Dolphins on the field look like they don't even care. They're not even trying. You're not going to feel the urge to boo them when the winning field goal is kicked?
No. Boo?
You're a better man than me.
Boo? I can't boo. I'll be very disappointed and shamed, and maybe I won't like the team. The visceral response to go, boo! Just, it's not there for me.
I didn't say to be Scooby-Doo.
Ruby, Ruby, Roo! You know, that visceral response isn't going to be there. Booing, it's got to be. It's just not what's going to happen for me. It's not what's
yeah,
gonna
because
happen.
If you're in the mood for like,
if I'm in the mood,
if you're in the mood for to do a boo, yeah, I mean, you're not going to boo. You're going to do something like even more over the top. Like booing isn't over the top enough. You know,
Dolphins
what I mean?
Have AIDS.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know, like something along those. I would definitely not yell boo.
Yeah.
Boo. Be scared. Boo. It's dumb. It's dumb. Dumb word.
People dumb do thing. That. People do that, and they're probably serious about it.
Serious like you, about
you,
the boo?
Yeah, you hear boos all the, and it's infectious. You one boo, and there's like 10 people around them start booing, and
that
then
is true.
You got a room full of boo.
Fred, what if,
you know it.
What if you saw a lackluster performance of Guys and Dolls? You wouldn't boo at the end of it?
Absolutely. Jesus better be on that night. Better be on. So what's more pointless to you, Bri? Clapping or hugging?
Pointless?
Well, what's more, yeah, what do you...
I would probably clap before I hugged, but I see a point in hugging. Like, people actually want human contact with each other, and I understand that. Like, the clapping communication doesn't seem to, like...
But clapping kind of has the same effect, because you're getting, like, a positive effect from a person clapping as well as hugging.
Did you just see the tear form in the corner of my eye when... Because just the idea of human contact and hugging was so romantic to me.
People like
so
to be touched by other people. I mean, some people do. I don't. But, like...
You like a hug. You like a hug from people that you like.
I rarely have enjoyed a hug, even from people that I like. I feel kind of weird. Like, it has to be appropriate, timed, and there's got to be something. I really don't like getting hugged. I'm sorry. So I don't like getting hugged.
What do you do when a guy tells you, bring it on, buddy. Bring it. Bring it in.
Bring it in?
Bring, no, no, no. Come in here. Come in here, bro. Well, come on. Hug up. Hug up.
I have never had another man ask me to bring it in.
Wait. Night's young. The night's young. You'll be taken care of soon. If I were to do that, I'd call over and say, like, Brian, come here, bro. Hug up with me. Hug up with me. And you'd embrace me, and I'd put my arms around your back. I'd rub your back.
Yeah.
And the sweet sound of music would start echoing in your ears. Why, you guys thought I'd do a song or something? I don't do that no more.
Boo!
What's up, buddy?
Yay!
All right, see? Applause, but see, on the phone, specifically applause sounds nice. What's going on, Vanessa? How are you?
I never, ever, ever clap. I never clap. And it makes me real bitchy. But it's kind of a thing that I've developed, and it's what I do. And
wait,
I don't clap.
Wait, what do you mean it makes you bitchy? Clapping makes you bitchy? Or the fact that you don't means that you are bitchy? Okay.
That I don't clap. And I don't even really, like, smile even when I'm enjoying something that is happening at a live event. Like, I don't really act like I like it at all. And it's the kind of thing that people have pointed out to me, like, wow, you're a real bitch. You don't even clap.
So,
but I just don't. I don't do it.
So when you want a band to know that you really appreciate them, you figure scowling and pissing on the floor in front of the stage.
I'm thinking you're a head nodder. Like, you nod your head a little bit, right? Kind of like, you know,
like a little.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
Maybe wrinkle your frow a little bit and kind of like, yeah.
The fact that I'm looking at them means that I like them, and they should be happy with that.
So otherwise, if you don't like them, do you just turn your back on them, like turn around and look at the crowd?
Wait, so I haven't...
Yeah, I would just go somewhere else.
You know what, guys? I haven't, or guys or gals, whoever you are that is performing right now, I haven't averted my eyes. Consider it a victory.
Exactly.
All right? You got something out of me.
It is a little...
I'm there, right? I'm in the building.
You do feel people looking at you, though, when you're not clapping, right? Like, you kind of, it makes you feel a little smarmy or bitchy,
people have looked, yeah, people have looked at me, and not only have they looked at me, they've commented afterwards. Like, they've said something like, oh, too good to clap. And I'm like, I guess, yeah.
Seriously, too good to clap?
I will say, though,
our
buddy the Mad Beat Chemist is pointing out in the chat room, which I'm very excited that the Mad Beat Chemist is here, that claps have a bad stigma attached to them, like an STD almost. Like there's some sort of weird thing about it. I don't know.
I'm glad. I'm part of a movement here.
All right, so
no clapping.
You, Mad Beat Chemist, and Vanessa, you've got a movement started. That's
Let's
the three.
This.
You're ready to get it going.
It's infectious.
It's like Deja points out, just like when she would go to church, she wouldn't say the prayers just because she was being forced to go.
I do the same thing. I'll make it a point not to, like, mumble my mouth around if people look at you like you're, you know, like you're burning
your babies. Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge of Allegiance in school or the national anthem? Forget it.
I didn't put my heart on my hand.
Not at all.
I automatically spit on the flag, as I'm supposed to, right? Oh, wait, sorry. That was wrong.
I didn't put my hand on my heart in the Pledge of Allegiance, and... Though I would say it, I wouldn't say the word God when it came to the Pledge
of Allegiance. When did you have to... Wait, time out for a second here. Vanessa, hold on just 2 seconds.
I was a
The
jerk.
Last time you had to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school, you had to have been, like, tiny little dude.
I was young. I came into... I came to the realization that there was no God at a very, very young age.
So you were raging against the machine before Rage Against the Machine was a band, even.
Oh, yeah.
You were raging...
They're biting my style, Chris.
Okay. You were raging against the machine listening to Inside Out. Like,
I
invented, really raging
I invented the teen angst, right. And I wasn't even a teen yet.
I understand. I, that blows my mind to me that you didn't pledge allegiance with your hand over your heart. Like, because you were talking like second, third grade? Because I don't think you really pledged allegiance beyond that, did you?
Like I said, I said the words because I did pledge my allegiance to my country, but I didn't put my hand over my heart or do a symbolic nod gesture.
I understand. How late in life could this have been, though? Like, you're talking, it's got to be second, third grade, because I don't think they do it much past that, no? Am I insane, guys?
No, they do it from kindergarten to eighth grade. They say the Pledge of Allegiance and
really?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
We do that
day.
At my job every day.
I pledge allegiance to the company for which it stands and collecting finances from their customers.
You're right, Chris. It was young.
You've got to be super young, because I'm telling you, I don't think that we pledge allegiance to the flag or otherwise, like, beyond third, fourth grade. I could be crazy.
I think I did it in sixth grade.
Okay, sixth grade. Fourth grade, sixth grade.
It was up to that school. It was up to, I left, you know, grammar school in sixth grade.
PS
I went to junior
to
high school.
IS, right, once right, you get right, to right, IS, exactly, then exactly. It stops.
I was in a friend's wedding party, and it was a Catholic wedding, and they had to go up. You have to take communion if you're in the party with the rest of the other party, and I refused to. I stood there at the line in the church, much to the taunting of the parents of the groom who I was there with, as well as the priest himself. It's like, I'm not a Catholic. I can't do this. It would be against God's will.
way to participate.
So what's going on with you, Vanessa? Sorry. Where are you at today? Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack it there, but Brian got me all obsessed for a second.
No, it's okay. I didn't think I was going to talk to you guys tonight, actually. I'm horribly depressed, and I was planning on, texting Keith. I can't talk to you tonight. I'm horribly depressed and not speaking to the rest of you.
Why, what's up? What's happening?
Well, you know, I had that breakup thing, you know, that thing that happened like a little while ago.
That was the last show, Keith.
Keith and I broke up. It was a short courtship, and it lasted like 2 days, and now it's over.
No, I'm sorry, really, what happened?
So I had a breakup, and I moved out, and I had that whole thing happen. It was one of those breakups that wasn't really a breakup. Oh. You know, like it was stringing along, and this week it finally, like, severing the tie.
So slow down for a second. If you're not comfortable talking about any of this, tell us, and I'll probably keep prodding and hope to get more information. But
I'll hang right.
Okay, so
that'll be the end of it.
But when you're saying it wasn't a breakup, so you moved out. Like, it's got to be it's over a month now that you've moved out, yes?
Like, August I moved out.
Yeah, so it's been a couple months. So you moved out almost 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and it was not considered a breakup yet? It was just like you needed your own place?
Yeah, we were like in that, I don't know, we're trying to figure things out place.
Were you guys still doing
it? And even before, no, we were not doing it. You're not doing it.
Wait, by it you mean the deed, right? Okay, just want to make sure. I was...
Even before I moved out, there was like a few months of, okay, we're trying to figure things out. Things are going wrong. And then I moved out because I thought maybe that would make things better. And it's not. It's not.
Well, how do you know? How did you come up to that that summation?
Well, I figured that at some point I would either decide that I really wanted to move back in, mm-hmm. or I would decide that I didn't, and I kind of came to the conclusion that I didn't.
Well, what? How'd you come to that conclusion? Was there a specific thing?
No, that's the problem with this. This particular breakup is one of those where nothing bad happened. Like, and I'm almost envious of Keith's situation where he has a definitive answer because someone did something and then she left.
Yeah,
like
you're looking for that cause for the effect. It's just
there's no reason to be broken up except that we are, and it's kind of So now it's in my apartment going, no one will ever love me again. Like that was it.
Vanessa, are you in relationship limbo? Like, do you still not know where it's going to go?
No, we've been in relationship limbo, okay. And then this week we actually put the final kibosh
on. Sealed the deal.
On.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's any limbo involved. It seems like it's a dead issue.
I was picturing the limbo game, like they had the stick and they were trying to go underneath it. They were doing relationship
right,
limbo.
It's a serious
yeah,
one.
We did that, and somehow that didn't help the relationship, Brian. I don't know why not.
I would have assumed that for some reason that would be helpful, but
that sucks.
How low can you go?
Base.
Yeah, I don't, why do we have to do heartbreak show after show? I just don't understand
what the
people want.
Well, this is why I wasn't going to talk to you guys, because we've done enough breakup shows.
It's fine. I'll get divorced on next week's show. I'm going to, you know, we got to keep this going. Brian, you're the week after that. Fred, then you.
Well, Vanessa, are you sad about it? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm terribly, I'm really, really sad. And I was the one who put the ball in motion about the breakup thing, and somehow that doesn't make me feel any better.
I'm really sad.
You can't, I guess, into putting the ball in motion?
No, but to what you say, I feel and understand what she's saying. There's a hope and a desire that you're looking for this relationship to work, but just because she's the person who said, you know what, the person who recognized, all right, you know what, this isn't working, this is going to be an issue, we shouldn't continue this thing that's not working, you know?
Look at it this way, Vanessa, you got a lot more time for your hobbies.
Yeah, I play World of Warcraft like it's going out of style.
Oh my God, the new patch was last night. How about that new patch?
I know.
Level up.
I know. The patch is pretty good. So there's a lot of World of Warcraft going on. Let's see. I'm going to drink vodka. How's that?
That's a good hobby.
I'm going to do that right now, actually, just so you know.
I went and got my cats yesterday.
From him?
That was kind of like one of... Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That must have been fun.
I went and got the cats.
For the record,
yeah, that was miserable.
Are there other things to get, or is that it?
No, there's tons of things to get.
That's worst. You're going to have to drag it out for so long. That's the worst.
It's bad. Well, Keith, what's happening with your cast?
You know what? I started to say it just now, but I made a decision I wasn't going to continue talking about this because I didn't want it to become the every week, you know, Keith's upsetting breakup thing. But
bring it on.
Everybody loved it. That's what they want to hear.
I know that, but the cats... my last conversation, let's just say, wasn't very pleasant, as opposed to where I was last week. And I told her, you can't have the cats because I just don't think... Because one of the cats needs medication 3 times a day. And I honestly, she loves the cat. I'm not going to say she doesn't. But I don't know if he's going to get it the way he needs it. And I'm probably being spiteful, too. And trust me, I don't want cats. But she also didn't want all of them. She wanted the one she likes. I have 3, so it's...
She probably has 3 others you don't even know about. Don't worry about
it. She's even cheating on her with this cat.
That might have been the meanest, funniest line ever in the history of the show, ever. I'm so glad that I walked back to the table just to hear that.
It was good.
Hey, Vanessa, what do you fear most now about being single?
Okay, well, I love time alone. Like, I love being alone. So that part isn't a problem. I sleep diagonally in the bed, and I'm in my pajamas all the time.
That's the best.
And yeah, all of that part, like, I'm okay with. I'm pretty much thinking that maybe this was the last relationship of my life, and that's it. Now I have cats. And I have alcohol, and I'm going to be that crazy cat lady.
All right, but, okay, is that necessarily a bad thing?
Maybe not. Maybe I'll embrace it. Maybe I love it.
Looking
I don't know.
Back at all the relationships that you've had in your life, can you really look back and say that you look forward to a new relationship?
But I don't necessarily...
Okay, the last two relationships that I've had, like, I had a marriage that went horribly, horribly wrong, and it was like... You know, like all the horror stories you can imagine about how bad a breakup can be, that was it. And then since then, like, I've had 2 long-term relationships, like 3 years and now like 5.5 years, with good guys who didn't do anything wrong. Like, it's not, nothing bad happened. It just didn't seem to work.
Well, I mean, I'm not really the guy to kind of be pro-relationship, but that's not really a fair vantage point. I mean, pretty much every relationship you're ever going to be in is going to fail except for one of them. So, I mean, it's just part of the process.
I don't think I can do it. I don't know that I can do it again, like that whole, like, here's all of my crap, like, let's listen to all of your crap, and, like... At this point, like, you know, you're going to be at an age where people have a lot of it, and I just don't think I can. I don't know.
Never,
I don't think I can do it.
Never during a relationship conversation in the show did I ever think that Brian, of all of us, would be the one that had some sort of hopeless romantic crap that you would pull out there and say that until you find the one.
It's not even until you find the one. It's the fact that it's real easy, and I fall into the trap all the time of saying, you know, why bother with relationships? It's too much work, and it's just not enough of a payoff, and I enjoy being alone so much more than being with another person, and to a certain aspect.
Payoff makes it sound like something dirty has to happen. Like, oh, come on, go on the walk, do something nice.
I think that there's a certain amount of truth of it, and maybe it's just maybe the kind of person that me and maybe perhaps Vanessa is, but some people just enjoy being alone more than
people
being,
who don't clap.
Yeah,
they
enjoy being alone more than being with another person or with other people, and it's not necessarily a bad thing that that person remains alone. That might be a good thing.
That anniversary card you're going to get your girl is going to be really sentimental, Brad.
But I'm just saying, with that in mind, you can't really kind of say, you know, every relationship, I shouldn't be in relationships anymore because they all end in misery, because every relationship is going to end in misery that you ever are involved in.
If you make it, I mean, well.
If you're lucky enough to be in one relationship that doesn't fail, only one of them is not going to fail.
If you're
going
to subscribe to the thing that we've said here on this show over and over again, and by we, I mean me, that I've said on the show.
May I?
Please.
Everything ends bad.
Nothing is anything but something that will end bad.
Because even the good relationship is going to end in the death of somebody.
Every fantastic thing in your life will come to some horrible conclusion.
But if you think like that the whole time, why even live? Just kill yourself now.
Because you could hang out at a bar one night and have an amazing time. Because you might sit at a table and do a stupid radio show and giggle your ass off and it'll be fantastic. And I may go do something amazing, and every minute that you're living is a great minute to live. But in the end, in the long run, the story ends with someone crying. It's The Empire Strikes Back no matter what when it's done. Forget The Return of the Jedi. It ends with bad, bad stuff at the end.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Oh,
dying of old age? Is somebody dying of old age depressing? I mean, if you had a full life, say,
partner, to the husband or wife or whatever.
Dude, you're saying to the husband or wife, I can think of nothing in the world. Well, I can think of maybe a couple things, but very few things in the world sadder than a person all broken down and criggling and being like, man, dead. That's the worst. Like, you can't even be a dude anymore because you're like a half a dude or like a quarter of a dude because you're just a shriveling mess.
Someday, perhaps in the lifetime of the show, at least one of the people at this table are going to die. We're going to sit down at this table and there's going to be one missing seat. Probably.
During the lifetime of the show?
It's possible. It's certainly possible.
Wait, what happened?
Brian says that sometime during the life of this show, one of us is going to die.
How long?
Oh, my God, that's going to be the best ratings we'll ever have.
Chris,
might have 35 people in the Pal Talk room that day. It's going to be huge.
Chris, if that was your dream, like, tell me how you would introduce the show. Like, one of us died. Like, how would you introduce the show?
Good.
Like, how would that be?
Like, Brian dies. How are you going to
Why is it got to be Brian?
Well, I mean, because you're the oldest.
No, it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy. That's why. We're just talking like fantasy. But Giggs, you have the music for the show? We could do it. No, don't bother. How do you do the intro?
The intro I was looking for was you saying, oh, what's up? Across there is my co-host Keith. Next to me is Fred. And over there is Rob Giggs.
All right, guys. So nothing much happened this week. As much as I want to make a joke about it, as much as I want to make light about it, like, I get sentimental. I get sad. I get miserable. And even a piece of garbage like Brian would break me up if he died.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, so by that argument, why bother making friends? Because you know either you or he is just going to die.
By the way, time out. That is not a voice from beyond the grave. Pickle is asking in the Ustream chat room, did Brian die? No, Brian has not died. He's actually here. We're only fantasizing about Brian dying.
I did, but then I came back. He is risen.
So, Vanessa, you're not on the hunt. You're not going to be on the hunt anymore, is what you're saying. You're taking a little time off.
No, but what do I do about the sex?
What do you do?
What happens now? Like, what do I do?
About the what?
I just say goodbye?
I'd be willing to bet that you could probably go out to a local watering hole and satisfy.
Is that what I want to do?
If the desire you're looking to be quelled, if what you're looking to satiate is the desire for sex's purpose, why not? Are you talking about? Are you talking about love making?
No, I just have banging out. Like, I don't care. Like, whatever.
So if you want to, You hold a magical, magical little fruit that that a bunch of fellas seem to like. It's called girl parts, and you could use those girl parts at will if you choose to.
Hey, Vanessa, let me run by a scenario by you real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Brian's dead.
You're here on Staten Island. We're all hanging out. We're drinking.
Yeah.
Getting a little rowdy. Would you ever make out with Keith?
Whoa!
Like, now that you guys are single.
What?
I gotta take my headphones off. I feel very dirty right now. Can I interrupt?
No.
I need to interrupt.
Yeah, please interrupt. Please interrupt.
I feel like that's gross brother sister makeout stuff, and that would creep me out.
Really?
Awful. I would be uncomfortable. I would beat the crap out of both
gross,
of them.
Gross or sexy?
And kind of sexy, but gross at the same time.
Vanessa, what do you say?
Who'd be the girl?
You know what, Vanessa? First of all, I apologize. I apologize for Fred. He's been yeah. nothing but tasteless tonight.
What?
I apologize. You
tonight?
You know
what? Question.
I'm in a sensitive place, and this is what he gives me.
I mean, give me a call. Give me a call later, and we'll discuss what he said. It's horrible.
Maybe you could start off by getting the cats together.
Second time in the same show, beer up the nose from laughing while drinking. Just wanted to
yeah, Fred's out of control tonight.
Well, okay, Vanessa, let me pose this question to you then. If all of us were single and we were all drinking and being rowdy, who would be the first guy you would make out with on the show? All of us, Rob, Bri, Chris, Fred, Keith. Who are you putting the tongue in the mouth first?
Oh, wow.
Because this is more comfortable.
Jesus, what's wrong with you?
This is more comfortable.
Absolutely. Wow. I like to make everybody uncomfortable, not just you.
Wow.
Oh, Vanessa, this is Fred again. You're bent over a chair.
Somebody's going to take a crap on you. Which one of us would you prefer it be? I mean, just if we're talking sexy, right? I thought we were talking sexy. This is very, very uncomfortable.
Come on, Vanessa, answer it.
Why is that room the only dating pool I have to pull from?
Sad.
Like,
it's a sad,
what's
sad
going
reality.
On?
By the way, Barbara, a girl, is pointing out in the Peltic room that she thinks that Vanessa and Keith should go on a date and record the entire thing for the show.
Ooh. Oh, see, that would just be funny, though.
Exactly. So, how about the shrimp?
Yeah.
Did you just call me a shrimp?
Like the show this week.
So I guess Vanessa's not making out with any of us guys.
Her response, do you like the show this week? Yeah, you need a lot less Fred on the show, though. I think it'll be much better. And Mark Doc points out the reason why Vanessa can't answer. Slim Pickens. Slim Pickens.
Love that guy.
And the response, nothing slim about it.
Well, that's true. Come on. Fred's a skinny guy.
For here.
Skinny-ish. Lesser of the evils. What are you going to say?
Hey, that hurt, Keith.
He's not being mistaken for Mark Anthony anytime soon.
Oh, my God. By the way, the episode of our program when the Vanessa and Keith date happens, according to our buddy DJ Newstyle Tuesday nights here on Heroes Talk, that episode is called Best in Blow, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, to spice up the date, you mean?
Yeah,
or,
no.
Oh, wait.
Well, you know, half a gram, whatever, hanging out.
That's how we get loose.
Oh.
Sold.
That's it. I yelled at Freddie for fake offering Keith ecstasy, but now we're going out for dinner and blow.
Honestly, it's the most ridiculous thing in the entire world. Don't bother with the dinner.
It's not going to stay down anyway.
It ruins your high. It ruins your high.
It's, I'll say...
Great report.
I'll say that... that life is sad, and we're all going to die.
I'll say,
and we're gonna die alone. And I feel bad that maybe you realize that this is happening sooner than later, Vanessa. I'm sorry.
She's a lucky one.
Is she?
Yeah, she's learning before the rest of us. We're all going to be there. We're all going to be there, or we're going to die.
You know what? But if you're the one who's dying, you believe you're not there.
Yeah,
you want to say that maybe 50% of us don't believe that we're alone, and the other 50% are the ones who die.
If you're lucky, you'll die. Otherwise, you're going to be there.
You know what?
Someday.
I used to think when I was with my wife, I was so worried about, like, I was assuming we were going to grow old together, and I was worried that that if I died, she'd be left alone. Because I think that's really sad, like when
sad.
An old lady. And I almost thought in my head, this is either. insane, or I don't know. But I used to think, you know what? It may be better if she died before me, because then I would be the one that had to take the... I'd be taking the hit for her almost, you know?
Totally.
So,
who wants to take a bet that Vanessa hooks up with a dude in the next 10 days?
10 days?
10 days. I guarantee you. She hooks
you
up.
Think it's
two
that
weeks.
Much,
that
2 weeks.
Much,
that much of a dry spell, you think?
Are you saying she does it sooner, Brian?
I think if she...
Over, so he's over under on 10 days. Brian's taking the under, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to say over.
You're going to say over?
I heard there was a legitimate air of like broken upness in there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I mean,
well, that's broken upness with a certain party, which means she has free range to do whatever she wants.
Get back on the horse.
See, I feel like maybe I'm digging a little too deep here. Please, Vanessa, tell me if I'm not. But I have to assume from your description of this long, drawn out issue that you guys have gone through that you probably haven't been having a lot, if any, sex with your ex-partner. So you're pretty much...
I didn't want to confuse things because sex confuses things, you know? So
you're already...
If you get a map, it'll help out. There won't be any confusion. This goes here.
So you're already, like, maybe a month or two...
No, Chris, honestly, I know how it works.
okay, all right, I'm sorry.
So you're already, like, a month or two into, like, a dry spell. And now you've gotten the official.
I told you guys this before. I was on a break. Yeah. I was on a
sabbatical
break.
But you've just gotten the official stamp. You're pretty much you're on the market if you should so choose at this point. There's nothing stopping you from making this happen except for yourself. So I'm thinking like.
What?
Yeah, me. I'd probably stay on that wagon for a couple more years, if not forever.
But why? What are you so afraid of, Vanessa? Why do you want to not hook up with anybody? You afraid of getting hurt again?
No. He didn't hurt me. Like nothing bad happened. I mean, I'm hurt.
Well, not hurt, or just reliving the same thing that you're going through right now.
Yeah, you know, like, we really loved each other, and if it didn't work then, like it's just, I think it's much easier in, like, a situation where you can just say, you know, like, oh, like, that a-hole, you know, that whore, and be done with it, but that's not the situation.
You want me to call him an a-hole or whore?
I want to? I've got
to
be honest, man. As a dude whose head is a little bit screwed up right now, as a dude who's got a lot of just thoughts raging through my nuts brain all the time, I cannot imagine or understand the concept of being envious of a dude who's had something real, real rotten done.
But I have had something real, real rotten done to me, and it was almost easier.
I understand where she's coming from because when you have you know what I think one of the hardest things about breakups, like, if you're the person doing it, is the guilt factor. So if the guilt factor is gone, it's easier to move on, I think, kind of, if you're in, you know, it's kind of like, you know what, they did this wrong to me. In my case, it's not, because I just still don't take advantage of that situation, I guess, but I think that's just the thing in my head, you know, like, But yeah, I understand where she's coming from. The guilt, the lack of guilt almost makes the whole thing easier.
A little bit more bearable.
Thank you. Good night.
And it's not the the responsibility is taken out of your hands. Like when someone does something to you,
What other choice did I have? What other choice did I have? All right, I guess it's still I can't imagine being envious of the awful. I mean,
but what's but having a relationship?
No, thanks for enunciating.
Having a relationship just run its course and not having a reason to break up, you know, is even worse.
Make up a reason.
Well, come on, let's get real. We're humans, Brian, not robots like you.
Just make it. Tell yourself that he cheated on you. If that's what you need to do, lie to yourself.
But that doesn't work.
It's more black and white. Somebody cheated on somebody. Another person's breaking up with that person. When you just fall out of love or a relationship just takes its course,
so you're saying that when you have closure, even though the closure is coming from a negative, it's a better position to be in
still
than to be
strung
and
around.
Then to be
stupid.
Still sort of in love with a person or still having feelings for a person, but realizing, you know what, this isn't the thing anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's tough.
Yep.
Man, I want to smash your face in right now. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't mean it in a bad way.
But let me ask you something. I'm
right?
Isn't it tough? I don't know why I feel the need
to quit. I quit the show. For the first time in my life, I actually might go into the Rob Giggs' backyard right now because I've been here twice. I might go in the backyard and cry right now.
Why?
Because my heart is broken right now.
For okay? Why?
I'm done. My headphones are off. My heart's broken. F all you guys.
Wait, what were you guys talking about?
I think you just
I break the show again.
I think you just broke up with us.
I got to tell you something, man. Honestly, I was telling Chris on the way here. Were you talking about like sex afterwards or?
Yeah.
I have had zero. Like everyone's like, oh, you're on the prowl now. You're on the pro. You're looking for, you know. I have had zero sex drive since this happened.
That's exactly the thing. It's not that it's. Yes, I could go down to the bar and find somebody to, like, you know, hook up with, whatever. Like, but I just, I want no part of
it. Keith and Vanessa, is the sex drive down because you guys are drinking more, maybe?
No, dude.
Oh, no, I drink as much as I ever did.
Yeah, and I don't think that's possible without us getting alcohol poisoning. No, but really, it has nothing to do with that. It's like, it's not, and for the record.
Keith, you've been masturbating? Have you been masturbating?
No.
Not even?
That's the whole thing. Wow. I don't even have the slightest desire to do that. And I mean, seriously, the slightest desire.
Prostate cancer.
I understand. And at least I'll have something to worry about in a couple of years, but... But, yeah, in, like, the last, like, I guess, I don't know, month or so, since whatever the last encounter that happened with my wife, and I say encounter because, like, I, you know, had a blindfold or used the what's that stuff called?
Chloroform?
Yeah, chloroform on a face.
Oh, see, you should be a gentleman. Just a ball gag. Yeah. A ball gag. You don't have to go through the chloroform or ether or any of that.
So yeah, but it's just the desire is not there, like to do it myself. It's just, you know, like
because the cats are looking at you weird, probably.
It is true. I'm gonna say being in his house and looking at those cats. I know you, they're your friends and everything. I want to punch every single one of them.
Even the one with the eye, the little ghost.
Especially the one with
those
the
cats. Have, the one with the eye.
Those cats have barely been downstairs. They have all been upstairs on the bed. Like they just hang out on the bed.
Every time I've been there, they come down. What's up?
They like Best in Show. So
it's like, yeah, F you dudes.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just not. So it's not there. So it's like it's. I don't know. It's gone.
Same
it's
with
gone.
You, Vanessa. Sec drive's not even there. Not even existent. Yeah.
It's gone.
Not there right now.
It's gone forever, which means...
You know what? She's saying no, but 5 minutes ago it was a concern in her mind. So someplace in there, it can't be totally gone.
I think she's ready for the future.
Oh, I'm that... No, I'm thinking, like, wow, is this the end of it? Like, that would be sad. Like, that would
be... So you're saddened by the death of your sex
drive. I think she's thinking logically, not like emotionally or physically. Right now she doesn't want it, but she's thinking logically. Eventually she probably would.
She thought she was going to... There was a couple more years of use in that tool, and she was going to be able to squeeze some more action out of it. And
she'll learn a ton more uses for it. You don't need other things to take care of that. You can take care of it on your own.
Those things are pretty expensive, and you got to get your money's worth. And,
guys, they can't be nothing worse about being in a long-term relationship, breaking up, and then have to go back into the dating scene. The dating scene is horrible.
Yeah, guess
that's
what?
Look at this.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I got news for you.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not.
You're not going back to
I'm not going
scene?
On a date.
Well, then
first
you're not
going to
have sex.
Whoa. I thought we were doing something on Saturday night.
I'm not
going on a date?
Well, I don't count you as a date. I'm not going on, like, a date. You know, like, if I end up with someone because, however, first of all, I've never dated or, you know, dated anyone that wasn't, I got confused because I'm saying I don't like the word date. But, like, I've never been involved
Peaches.
In a relationship with anyone that wasn't a friend first, because I don't go on dates. I'm not getting
so you're like a, you're like a creepy dude who makes out with your friends. Understood.
Oh, everyone here. No, but it's
by the way, I just want to point out that Ustreamer 5019 is asking, "Geez, could Brian lighten the mood by saying something inane? This conversation is such a downer."
Keith, how do you expect to ever have sex with a girl without taking her out on a date? That's what people
do. To the thought, and I'm probably crazy. I said this to Chris recently, and he told me I'm crazy. The thought of hooking up with someone for the purpose of saying, hey, maybe something romantic will happen between us is disgusting to
That's me. Not crazy.
The fact that people will say, hey, we should go out sometime, that means like, hey, maybe we'll like each other, we'll have sex, maybe it'll be more, you know.
Romantic,
it's like,
though. Romantic or physical?
I'd rather it just happen. And if it doesn't, so be it.
But where's it happening from? Just from friendship, you think?
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe it is. And it is, because I'll be with you. I'll be 100% honest with you.
Let me ask you something, since you're not going to talk.
I'm trying to do the math. No, I'm doing the math. Well, I thought it was time for my dramatic pause.
I thought you were a romantic guy.
I'm looking at the script on the show here. It says at 9:37, Chris, dramatic pause. So that's what I thought I was doing.
That was Giggs' typo.
Oh.
Keith, are you just waiting for just any guy to come up to you and say hi?
basically. See, if there's no sex, I'll just marry a guy at that point.
My dream comes true.
I'm
trying to think if there has anyone that I've been in a meaningful relationship with that was not a friend first.
You know what it is
and
to me?
You might have a point.
There's more important things. I understand that sex is important. I'm not saying it's not. I understand that no matter if people admit it or not, one of the main positives of having a relationship with someone, be it like a girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, or husband, wife, whatever, is the fact, the regular sex thing that they call it, you know?
Keith, like, it's more expensive now to have sex being single. That's going to be a problem.
Oh, yes.
So the whole thing is like, to me, like, that's not the majority of the relationship. It probably sounds like bullshit. Wow. It probably sounds like BS.
Bull tinky.
This isn't Thursday's pal.
But it's just the idea to me that, like, if there's somebody that you like and, hey, you like having sex with them, but, like, you can't hang out with them the rest of the time because, like, you can get along with them, but you can't, like, actually hang out with them and have a good time, what is the point?
There isn't.
You might as well just have your friends, and eventually you'll probably hook up with some person, you know, that's, you know, your F buddy, as they'll call it. And then when they're gone, this, you know, it's,
I don't
it's,
think there's anyone on earth that actually calls them an F buddy, but I
they
will,
say the word or
no, friends with benefits. Friends with benefits, I think, is what
that's
the
F.
That's what. Oh, I got it. Benefits. That's
friends
what
with
it
benefits
be.
Is one word.
Friends with B.
See,
that's your B buddy.
I take it a step further. I see where Keith's frustration is and where Vanessa is. Neither of them feel right now like they have a drive to have sex, and they're just hoping someday it'll come back. Why hope for it? I mean, it's okay if it doesn't come back. If you don't have a sex drive again and you just don't feel like it, what's so bad about how you feel right now about sex?
Easy to say as a dude who still has a sex drive and is having sex.
I think I'd be done. I think once this relationship fizzles into a putrid disaster like every other relationship that I've ever had, I think this is it. I think I'm done having sex or trying to get a relationship or anything like that. It's over.
I got to tell you, the thing that I miss more than the sex thing, and I don't know, maybe that'll change, is like the person that you think is fun to hang out with, you know, like, and the regular person that's your, like,
bro that's looking after you.
Your person, if you want to call him your bro, that's fine.
I'm comfortable calling my wife my bro.
No, Chaz the Dallas is a cool guy to hang out with. It's his bro. I understand.
I don't know. That's what I miss more. And you know, like, and even like I said, the F buddy thing. Like, I'm not saying that people should look for that, you know, because that's stupid. You know, I'm saying maybe eventually that'll happen, but I don't know. It's just I'm. Thank you.
Well, do you think it's easier for girls to get back into the whole thing because girls don't have to really do the dating scene? They could just, you know.
They have that fruit.
Exactly.
They have the fruit that everyone wants to hang out with. You could be ugly and miserable, and you've got a fruit.
Did you ever hear a guy try to pick up a girl? Is there anything worse than that?
It's the worst.
All right, you want to be a chick?
Yes, please. Teach me, Chris, because I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing it. Maybe I'm just – I fear it because I don't think I can do it.
I'm going to be a dude.
You have a girl on the phone, guys. You could do it with a real girl.
Don't
worry.
Why don't you have the girl on the phone be what she thinks the guys sound like, and then you can be what the girl
is.
Okay.
Think of me as a girl.
All right, Keith, you're the girl. Vanessa, you're the guy.
Yeah.
Pick up Keith.
Reverse role playing.
I call that reverb playing.
Go ahead, Vanessa. How would you do it? Go ahead.
Hey, what are you
drinking?
F me. Wow, see, you're the best girl I ever knew. Hey, he just broke his non-clapping thing.
I had to clap. That was
Vanessa, I've got to be honest, my friend. I've got to be honest. I You've shattered me up a little bit today. You've got me thinking about a lot of awful things and making me feel.
I'm sorry.
No. And it's okay. It's not.
I hate making you think.
Yeah, sorry.
I know.
Well,
I know
hurts,
you don't like it.
It hurts my stupid little brain to think sometimes. But you're going to be all right. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the way to say is. But I'm sure that you're going to persevere, and I'm sure that you're going to come out of this not so nice situation, just like our buddy Keith is going to come out of this not so nice situation, just like every one of us has come out of a not so nice situation. Everything's going to be great.
Vanessa, in 10 years, yeah. If neither of us is married, Chris promised he'd F us both regularly.
Yeah. Oh, hell yes. Hell yes. It'll be filthy in 10 years. It'll be fantastic. I look forward to it. By the way, I plan to die in 9, so I'm sorry to both of you, but I'll do what I can. Vanessa, as always, a scintillatingly sad and miserable report. No, that's not as always. But today, it was pretty thought evoking, and I hate you. And I'm never going to talk to you ever again until next week.
All right, awesome. See you then.
Thanks, buddy. I think that was her listening to herself. And now we're done.
You're listening to Best in Show on Heroes Talk. This is DJ Newstyle from the DJ Newstyle Show. Make sure you're checking out our exclusive Tuesday night programming on HeroesTalk.com, or you might miss something like this.
So I went to a parking garage. This was right across the street from Central Park. And this guy, very nice guy, spoke beautiful English. We had a nice conversation about the weather and everything. And then, as you know, I carry maps with me a lot of the times. I carry paper Hagstrom maps. So I figured I'd carry a paper Hagstrom map with me to New York City and utilize as a guide, if you will. So I said to this fellow, I said, listen, could you please take a little marker and put exactly where your garage is so that I can easily find when I come back? So he put a little...
Wait. You drive into the city, you pull into a parking garage.
Yes.
And before you leave your car, you pull this huge map out, unfurl it on the hood?
Yeah, it's a Hagstrom map. It's a nice Hagstrom map.
You pull it out and put it on the hood and say, hey, could you draw a dot wherever this is in this maze of streets and tall buildings that I love to stare at the top of?
Yeah. I said, can you, put a, do you have a pen? He goes, yeah. I said, can you just put like a little dot where exactly, the exact location where we are right now? And for some reason, he looked at the other attendant and started chuckling, which I didn't understand. But anyway, he put the dot where it was supposed to go. And I went on my merry way. Long story short, I give the guy my ticket. And for some reason, this person who spoke perfect English doesn't speak English anymore. I didn't understand. But anyway, I give him my ticket. And mind you, I was there parked for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
So wait, you probably paid. I'm going to guess. Because now I think you got screwed. I bet you had to pay for 3 hours, maybe like $30. I would say $30.
No.
Because that would be a lot.
No, that's what I was hoping for. But no, it wasn't.
A little less?
No, it was a little more than that.
$40.
It was a little more than that.
Spickle says 50.
It was a little more than that.
All right, how much was it?
$67 to park for 3.5 hours. $67 for 3.5 hours.
$67.
I said to the guy, I said, are you out of your goddamn mind? You know what he says?
What?
No, speak English. Now, this guy spoke perfect English. Perfect English. Now he doesn't speak English anymore.
Oh, my God. So he got you. He saw you coming a mile away.
Now, what
you were the mark.
He's got my fucking car. I can't make a big deal about it. He's got the fucking prices over there. The fuck screwed me over.
He's got the prices over there. So
now,
there's
I'm
no
wondering if it's, if it's because the reason it was so expensive is because it's across the street from Central Park. Is that why you think?
You didn't see a price list? I mean, you didn't...
I thought it was standard pricing, honest to God, because it would be a... I thought it was one of those situations where, like, the taxi companies have to charge the same thing per mile, don't they?
And honestly, I don't even think that was the rate. I agree with, in the chat room, Pumpkin Pie says, I think it was so expensive maybe because you were holding a fucking map. You were holding a map. You were the complete perfect mark. They saw you, they started speaking their native tongues, and they said, wait till Map Man comes back.
The DJ New Style Show is live every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. And in Pal Talk, the Heroes Talk radio chat room. The DJ New Style Show is proud to be a member of the Heroes Talk radio network.
Yo, what's up? Yes, best in show. Bestinshowradio.com. Here on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears is a place to be. Honestly, nothing makes me madder than thinking about the fact that the Germ Freak paid $67 to park. What a maroon. No, I mean, sorry, bro. Sorry that happened to you. Welcome back to the program. If you want to be a part of it, you can. 877-744-6405. Can I say it faster so you don't know what the numbers are? I probably could. Check us out on the Instant Messenger. Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Keith. Or, I don't know, just hang out, listen, do whatever, chat rooms, all that good stuff, and we'll hang out. What's going on, Freddie?
Not much, man.
All right, thanks.
A couple of weekends ago, me and my wife were out in Pennsylvania. We were just driving around, seeing stuff to do. There's not much to do in Pennsylvania.
Oh, sorry.
So we wind up going to a peddler's village. I don't know if you guys know
what
a peddler's village is. It's like a big flea market where it's all, like, used
Gypsy
items.
Gypsy Town. I know that place.
It's close. But we bought a gift for somebody.
If you brought me fleas, I'm going to freaking set you on fire.
We bought somebody like a used salt and pepper shaker because we knew this person collected salt and pepper shakers.
As a hobby?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that could be considered a hobby, but maybe. I think so. But I was saying we have to tell these people that this is a used salt and pepper shaker. Because if they used that salt and pepper shaker, wouldn't that be the most disgusting thing in the world? And it just brought me to a question.
Wow.
What are used items that you could buy and used items that you shouldn't buy and use? Like, I'm not going to go to the Salvation Army. I'll go to the Salvation Army, maybe buy a sweater. But I'm not going to go to the Salvation Army and buy, like, a wool knit hat. Like, I think that's kind of gross. Or shoes.
I used to get grossed out. My wife would buy skirts, and I got grossed out by that. Because I don't care how much you wash it. It's just like, I can imagine what happened in that skirt. Ugh. You know, like, or potentially could have. And so, yeah, but as far as clothing, but like, I would think the same thing about plates and dishes.
Oh.
New plates and dishes
flatware, forks and knives.
Oh, and they have it. And there's people looking at it. There's like, it's like an old lady with a big long mole hair looking at it.
My wife wanted to buy an egg beater, like this old 1930s egg beater. And I was like, why are we going to buy that? We're just going to hang on a wall because that's not going to touch any egg in our house.
I can understand that. You can clean that. Like, that's a utensil. Like,
I still think it's gross.
Yeah, but what you're saying is that you throw away your own egg beaters then. Like, you go and buy an egg beater in the store that's never touched an egg, but just because it's only touched your personal eggs, it's no longer filthy?
I don't know, man.
You wash utensils, you know?
You would buy a used egg beater and use it, Brian?
I don't think I'd ever use it. If I want to beat eggs, I'm using a fork because I'm a man.
Okay, say flatware. Say some silverware. Are you going to buy used silverware?
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem buying flatware.
That's gross.
But I will say...
Hold on.
I will not say this just now.
You don't think that there's some sort of like testing process that every egg beater goes through? You don't think that an egg beater has beaten an egg to know that it works before time?
No,
I bet
you it doesn't. I bet you if it's like any other manufacturing plant, they'll make 1,000 egg beaters and it'll take one. They'll take one out of the room and they'll put it in the. I was trying to go with your.
Yeah, I know.
They'll take it out and they'll beat up some mush that is mimics an egg for like 1,000 things, and if that works, all the 1,000 before them have. So every one of them, you know, hasn't been
spoken like a true sales engineer.
Mechanical engineer.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I thought you went to school for sales.
I, Fred, made the mistake once,
okay,
and I'll never do it again, a good, like, 15 years ago, buying a pair of used shoes at a flea market, and I wanted to saw my feet off. Like, it did something bad to my feet.
Ooh, like fungus?
Really, yeah, like, really bad. And it took years to get away with it. I had to take all kinds of medication. I had to take the little sandpaper rocks and drop it. I had to wash my feet, like, 4 times a day. I got something bad out of it, and I'm never going to do that
again. I've definitely bought Salvation Army shirts. I've definitely bought Salvation Army hats. Shoes.
Even those you can wash.
Shoes, I don't think I'd go that
I don't know
angle.
What I was thinking, but I did it. And yeah, I mean, I just put them on. I didn't... put the ins. I didn't take the insides out or anything. I just threw them right out. I was like, hey, this is great.
Like, people sell bed sheets. People sell used bed sheets. Would you ever do
that?
But
they could be washed.
But you
could
wash them.
But
I'm okay
still,
with that.
But somebody slept in them.
But I mean, exactly. But this is the whole idea of, will you stay at a hotel? Will you? Because, I mean, if you buy stuff used, you're washing it yourself. You can wash it as obsessively as you want. If you're staying at a hotel or eating at a restaurant, you're relying on them doing that.
I'll go to a hotel, no problem. I just bring two toilet seats, the oval and the round, and I go and I change the one that's in there.
Do you have your wife put it on for you?
Obviously, I have her go there 2 days in advance and take care of it. Say, Donna, is it done?
But Chris, you strike me as a sleep in your bare ass kind of guy. Like, you're not wearing any clothes when you go to bed, right?
Chris? No, of course I wear my underwear.
Okay, you wear underwear when you go to bed?
I wear my undergarments.
All right.
I wear boxers. I wear my boxer shorts to bed. When I walk to the bed at night, I strip my clothes off except for my underwear because I don't want my naughty bits touching anything.
But to Keith's point, when you go to a hotel, do you take off of your clothes except for your underwear and go to bed?
Yes, I do.
You're sleeping in somebody else's filth. There's a good chance that those sheets have not been washed up to your standards and you've got some nasty crap going on that you're sleeping in. That's what he's saying. Is you have no control over other people's washing habits.
Right.
You're sleeping in filth.
Let me just tell you something, too.
And you should reach under the mattress and see what you can find under this.
I stayed with my brother and his wife for a couple days this week, and he works for a hotel. And the stories I was hearing about what goes on in some of these hotel rooms, like...
By the way, I just want to fight Spickle because he's saying I go to bed in my stupid Hooters shorts over and over again in the chat room. For those that don't know, I have an affection for my basketball Hooters shorts. Sorry. So you were with your brother.
Rooms being used when, like, they know people are just out for the day. So this is your room. You go out in the morning, you know, and for whatever reason, the people in the hotel are aware that you're not going to be coming back until that night. Those rooms, and granted, I'm not even going to name any sort of a location and don't, but this could be, this isn't like the most expensive fancy hotels
in
Manhattan.
Those
rooms will be used sometimes by staff or you know.
For what purpose?
See, every hotel.
People will, okay, I don't know why I'm being all coy. People will have sex in the beds of guests while the guests are out for the day. Like.
Do they change the sheets?
They make the bed. I don't know. If they're having sex in someone's bed, are they going to be that worried about changing the sheets?
No.
Obviously, they're a little morally...
Well, if they're with housekeeping, they're changing the beds.
I'm going to guess...
Or the sheets.
I did overnight reconciliations for a hotel for a little while, and we had a room that we dedicated...
You talked couples out of like splitting up.
Yeah, no, guys, seriously, let's straighten everything out.
What's a reconciliation? I gotta know.
I made sure that the books were even. I reconciled the books.
You never heard that term? You're a smart guy. Apparently, you're not.
No, he's not. He's a mechanical engineer. Remember? No,
you mean you put them on the bookshelves in a nice tight little order?
That's
make
exactly
sure
what I did.
Even?
I did overnight reconciliations. I made sure that the people who came in and were supposed to have paid for their room equaled the amount of money that came into the hotel that day, and that's what I did for a very short time. Don't get me wrong; it's not like I did this for years. I did it for a little while, but while I did this, there was a specific room on a specific floor that was like for the staff to go F around in. Like, if you're going to hang out with a chick, go do what you got to do. If you're tired during your shift and you want to go sleep, that's the room that you'd use. And there were actually three, but we only really used one at the hotel that I worked at. I'm just, you know, and I thought that that was more standard fare. I thought that that was more the bit that was done as opposed to sleeping in used rooms. Maybe that hotel was really busy.
This also isn't, it's a place you've heard of. You know,
Chelsea?
It's not
Holiday Inn.
It's not
Holiday Inn. Fact.
You know what? It isn't. So we'll say yeah. It may as well be, but
it's
no,
like
actually,
a high budget place like the Ritz-Carlton.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's
like
not a high budget. It's not a low budget place. It's probably a middle of the road place.
Don't get me started on high budget.
It's in the middle of the road.
You could say it's right, and the people crash into it all the time. So it's probably on par with say a Howard Johnson, something like that. You know, it's a place you think. You know, you're not saying I'm going
classy.
To a Roach Motel. I'm thinking maybe, all right, this isn't the classiest place in the world, but, like, you're not going to expect these things to be happening.
The quality of the place isn't the question. The traffic going in and out of the place, I guess, is what it is. That they don't have a room ready for their staff to use if need be. That's the thing with it. It's, the place is just packed constantly.
Let me ask you this question. Does this place have hourly rates?
No, not at all.
Now I got it.
But the thing is, if the place is constantly packed, then I guess I understand them doing it. I don't acknowledge as an acceptable, normal practice.
And for the record, I don't know if the stories I'm hearing, see, I don't know if they have a sister hotel or sister jokes, anyone? I heard Brian giggle. I don't know if they have like a sister hotel or a hotel that they're affiliated with, because I'm pretty sure the majority of the stories were coming from a different one. Maybe it's this one. I don't know. Like, I just think odd things are happening. Like, and I just got this vibe that odd things might happen in this place. Not so much with the staff, necessarily, although it's possible. But, like, I don't know. It just seemed like there's weird things going on.
I think it, when you go
into, stay there tonight, see what happens.
When you stay in a hotel, you just got to know everything's dirty and just got to be, you know, I think you just really have to take one for the team, you know?
Can I get an adjoining room to yours? I just want to hang out at the hotel. I'm going to pick up some old hobbies and just chill out.
The problem is when you're taking one for the team, they're going to put you in the room of someone that went to, like, you know, the carnival that day. Yeah.
Was there something especially gross that you got at the flea market, Fred?
Oh, the salt and pepper shaker. That was the grossest thing we got for the people. But I said we had to say it was going to be used because I didn't want them to use a used salt and pepper shaker and not know. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
Right, because you didn't have soap at your house, so I understand that
yeah,
you couldn't have cleaned that up
it?
For them.
Okay, Chris, would you buy used toys for your kid?
No.
Or would you buy new toys? Why? Because you don't want them to touch the toys and get infected? Because
my
know?
Daughter is the most important person on Earth, though. That's a little different.
Yeah, but an old-timey, classy, neato toy that you can't find now, like some sort of, I don't even know, green machine you find in like, a flea market. She's old enough to drive big wheels. You might as well get her the best. So you get her a green machine at a flea market.
No, certainly not.
I don't think I've ever bought my daughter a used item.
Used toy? It's disgusting.
I used that, you know. Only thing used is acceptable is, like, you know, family hand-me-downs. If you have some clothes.
Nope. Not acceptable.
I've taken those.
You nope. Know. Then you're an animal.
Really? Should, other family members?
You should burn them.
It's hand-me-down.
Screw you.
Oh, come on.
I'm saying that my daughter, if it has not been manufactured, sold, bought specifically for my daughter at a fresh retail establishment, F you, she's not having
then
it.
Then that toy can't hang with your daughter?
You gave me some reused stuff.
No, no. He's...
I'm so burning it right now.
Actually, I'm going to take something back. Mark Doc brings up a good point in the chat room. Used outdoor toys are okay, and I do have like those car plasticky outdowry type toys,
down.
Or like a house, like out. You know, you'll see right outside now. It's under the tarp.
It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant point, and I agree. And you and Mark Doc are invited next year to the Gross Jerk Parade because you guys are monsters. And you know what? I'm being accused by Ustreamer 50575 in the Ustream chat room that maybe I'm a snob. Whatever, so be it.
But you would use things.
Oh, sure.
You would use a used salt
I
pepper
would
shaker.
Use soiled underwear. I don't care.
No. You don't let your daughter near the used salt pepper
hell
shaker.
Hell no.
She wants salt.
Hell no.
He bought the salt and pepper shaker for you guys. You filled it up with salt. You have pepper in it. You
Did
put
you
it on
tell
your
me
table.
Before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you
I bought
you
this
used.
At a flea market. It's a collector's item here. It's used. And
oh, then it goes in a cabinet. I won't use it. Well, you know, a salt and pepper shaker is different because you can wash that and make it clean.
Right, right. He's washed it. He's given it to you. It's on the table. It's got salt and pepper on it. Your daughter wants some pepper on her eggs.
But you can wash toys.
Yeah. You can bleach them.
Yeah, it's kind of something gross about it.
For the record, the last time I gave Chris's daughter a toy from my house, he said he took it out of my hand and said, "Could you make sure you got all the filthy cat hair off it first?"
I saw you.
It's really screwed up because he's not even making up a joke. Like, I literally said that.
But for the record, I did grab one from my house, and I didn't realize that the cats had access to it, so there was, like, cat hair on it.
Oh. He kept it stored in his cat's ass.
No, I mean, I think it was very conscientious and nice of him to bring a toy to my house for my daughter that had cat hair all over it, knowing that my daughter had lung problems when she was an infant. No, I think I thought that was really nice. It was a good gesture. He said, "Hey, I took all the dander we had in our house and I stored it in this bucket.
Well,
you want to give
it
to your daughter?"
I saw used electric razors. I saw used
Ooh,
buzzers, like
thing.
Hair buzzers. Ugh. Would you even do that, a used hair buzzer?
Hair buzzer, I can almost understand, but a face shaver?
Hair buzzer, yes. Face shaver, no.
Hair buzzer's disgusting.
Hair
the
buzzer's
difference?
Getting blood on it at some point, if they're not using it right.
Really? You cut your head?
I don't,
but
shaved, it's possible.
The guy could shave his pubes. He could shave his
butt. Oh. I didn't even think of that.
Oh.
First time in my life, Brian and I are on the same point. 100%. You're right. No used clippers. You know what?
Yeah.
Go to Kmart and buy a nice set of Oster clippers for like $14 maybe.
Yeah, but you can't get the old-timey ones, you know, the collector's items.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like I live in 2008. Cranks. I don't need the old-timey one. I'm
the Yul Brynner special.
And plates? How about plates and bowls, Chris? Would you do that? You good with that or no? Because I know you're a clean freak about washing your dishes. Like, you wash them to no
yeah,
way.
But yeah, but they'll be washed. That's fine. Dishes, I don't mind.
Yeah.
And my daughter can even eat out of a dish.
Again, if he's going to eat in a restaurant, he's going to rely on them to wash it. So why not just wash your own used dishes?
Dishes are fine. I'm saying it's specifically my kids' toys. And I'm saying even things for me, I'll go so far as to say if I found a size 13 Air Jordan black and red high tops, I'd probably buy them. I'd probably wear them.
And wear them, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know that. How are you going to clean them?
Sockless?
That's the worst.
No, not sockless.
That was my worst mistake, buying used footwear. It will never happen again, and I would advise no one to go down that road. Bad, bad mistake. It took me years to recover from that.
You're in the Salvation Army. You see a bag of syringes. You don't see any red in them. They look kind of clean.
They're not wrapped.
Here's the thing, though. With syringes, you use a little bit of Clorox, and everything's fine. Clean the works like a gentleman.
But I see stockings. Can you imagine a woman going in there buying used stockings?
They're not even. No place is allowed to sell used stockings, I don't think.
I see them on the island, believe me, my friend. Where? I've got to a couple establishments.
You going to show me where you can buy them?
Yeah.
I want to sniff the crotches of those things.
Wow, there's money in that one. You buy like 20 of those things and sell them on eBay.
Used stockings.
Even a jacket, I think, is kind of gross. Because you got to get a dry clean, but the stuff
dry
in the pockets,
you know what it is?
You know?
Jackets, dry cleaning doesn't really clean things as well as they should, so something that can't be washed, it's a little weird. You know what? I used to not think twice about it, but, like, I can't, like, buy, like, pants in the Salvation Army. The shirt grosses me out, because if I touch a shirt, it's just like, ew, somebody was sweating in this. Somebody could have wiped their ass with it, for all I know. You know, like, and maybe it was clean since then, but...
That's why I hate renting tuxedos, because I know the last person that rented this tuxedo is as sweating as much as I am right now,
as dirty as
I am right now.
He's got a point. No one sweats as much as you.
No one is nearly as dirty as you are, either.
Tuxedo renting maybe is bad. But they smell.
Pants.
They smell clean. They might just spritz it with Febreze.
But I almost feel like, I mean, a tuxedo, I've rented tuxedos in the past and I haven't had a problem with it. I feel like I have the barrier of my underwear underneath it. Like if underwear and T-shirts are shielding me from the filth that is... That
not empty. Your legs.
Yeah, I mean...
You don't care about your legs?
Not really, I guess.
You cut them off,
I mean,
if you could.
If I'm wearing, not that I'm a big fan of shorts, but if I'm wearing shorts and running around in the world, that world filth is getting on my legs. So
I got into a whole conversation today about the fact with one of our buddies, the Hutch. We went out for lunch today. Maybe it was a little bit liquid, and we're hanging out. And as we're sitting at lunch, I got into a whole thing of like, yeah, you know, I'm not really that germophobic. I'm not really like all that messed up because.
You are.
I'm not that germ-focused. I mean, I hang out in the city, like, all the time, and I work in Manhattan, and it's a filthy, awful, awful place. I've hung out in New Orleans, where people piss every place. You know, it's just awful, and that stuff doesn't really bother me so much. And I'm saying to him, like, it doesn't make a difference to me that I'm sitting here at this bar, and someone probably sneezed on this, and spit on this, and maybe bled on it, and peed on it. And he just looked over at me, confused, like, wait. The fact that those are the thoughts that come into your mind when you look at a bar as opposed to thinking, hey, someone got a drink here, maybe there's something wrong. I don't know. I don't feel germ freak per se, but maybe I have some issues, but I don't know.
Chris, are you using a used refrigerator or oven, like an appliance?
Mm-hmm. I've owned a used refrigerator. I clean the hell out of it before I use it.
How about an oven? Oven's a little bit more personal.
I've rented apartments, and then get a brand new apartment every time. Sure.
Ugh, I think it's gross.
Would you
Just throw it out.
Would you ever move into an apartment and just clean the toilet seat that was on there?
Oh no, you got to change it.
I don't think anyone would do that, right? I would hope.
Got to change it.
Really? Absolutely. I do.
If you're moving in and you got to go, like the day that you're moving in,
you buy a brand new toilet seat for your apartment. I've never done that.
It's the first thing I would buy.
Yeah, I've never done that.
You're pretty disgusting.
Everyone remember that when we go to Brian's house.
I've got a lot of I've never done that.
Every single apartment I've ever lived in, I've
What do you do after, like, you have a guest that comes down and sit on your seat? Do you replace it?
No. It's when there are people that you don't know that sat on it before that.
I definitely watch it after I have guests.
Yeah, I do
really?
That too.
Yeah, I watch.
Although, oddly enough, not Brian, who uses it like eight times in the hour he's at my house.
Wait.
That's nuts. I'm sorry.
You wash a toilet seat after you've had guests?
I've been known to do that. Certain guests.
Me?
No. I don't think you've ever even been in my bathroom.
I did, but I was just looking under, I was looking in the cabinets for pills. But, I've never washed. You know what I've done? I have a daughter who's quite young, and sometimes there are children in the house, and I'll start disinfecting things that I think children touched because kids are like
carry germs, right?
They're like little disease factories. That's what I'm thinking of. But I've never thought to wipe down a toilet seat.
After a guest? No, because you usually clean the bathroom once a week.
I'm welcoming you into my house.
Yeah.
If I think that you've got some sort of funk dripping off your bung and you're gonna destroy my toilet, you shouldn't even be in my house. You should be sitting on my couch then.
I mean,
I should steam clean my couch when you're done.
I'll clean the bathroom ruggedly, like once a week. Or if I skip a week, it'll go once every 2 weeks or something.
And it doesn't matter who comes into your house because you're
if someone's coming to my house, I'll do a particularly like, I'll go. That's when, you know, it's either once a month or when I have a guest coming that I'll clean the shower. But other than that, everything in the bathroom gets cleaned rigorously, including the toilet seat.
All right, let me ask you something, Fred.
Yes.
I'm staying at your house, right?
Yes.
Fred, I forgot to bring clothes. I don't really want to sleep in my underwear. Like, would you loan me something to sleep in?
Sleep nude.
Yeah,
sure.
Sleep nude and hold me.
What would happen? Like, would you be freaked out? Like,
what would happen? My clothes would rip when you put them on.
That's got
no,
a point.
I'm not that big. Oh, I get it.
So what would happen if what? If I lent you my clothes, you wore them? Would I
wash
them?
Yeah, like, would you
the
freak out?
Day?
Like, if somebody, if would you freak out about loaning somebody your clothes to sleep in at,
no,
if they stayed at your house?
After you give them to me, I put them in the hamper and then I wash them.
Exactly.
But if I know that you're a disgusting human being that likes to fart, like, for fun.
So you wouldn't loan Chris?
Chris, it might be a different story.
Really? I'd loan Chris a set of PJs if he could squeeze into them, and I'd wash them right afterwards. I'd be fine.
I don't wear PJs. I'm straight and macho.
Chris has loaned me his shorts constantly. I still have them all at this point, but Chris has loaned me sweatpants. Chris has loaned me his shorts.
I'd wear Chris my Hooters underwear.
I also have an unbelievable crush on Keith, and he can do whatever he wants. He can soil my trousers, and I'll put them on immediately afterwards. It's a little different.
But I have no problem lending clothes. Definitely not.
Okay.
You know what? Hats I'm a little freaked out about. I'm just freaked out about
lice.
Lice and head
lice.
Stuff. I don't like any of that.
I don't wear
like
hats.
Just go to the supermarket and get Rid, and it'll take the lice right out of it.
What is it? Oh,
it's like a lice shampoo.
Oh. What if you look?
Have you ever had that? Because I know like kids usually sometimes get it.
Did you just call my kid a dirty lice-having son of a bitch?
Because
I'll cut your throat.
Listen, because
I will take his throat, rip it out, and slash your throat with it.
No, because I know that the carriers, and I was wondering if you ever had an epidemic in your house, if you had ever had a scare.
For the record, that reference was to the gravel pit. No, we've never had a lice scare at my house.
You're lucky. Bri?
I had fleas.
They're like flies.
Kids are bad with that. Like, they just get around kids. I don't know why lice love kids, or kids just go to the lice factory or something, but kids get lice, and they give it to every other kid.
By the way, our buddy Madbeat Chemist is pointing out in the Ustream chat room that not only does Rid work on lice, it works on pubic lice, too. Not that he knows from experience.
The crabs, really? Oh, I thought he said public lice.
Well, No, there's
public
no
license, he said. Chris took it all wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Fred, suppose we're going somewhere, right?
Okay.
So I stay at your house.
Yes.
And then the next day I'm like, oh, dude, I brought clothes. I forgot to bring underwear.
Okay, listen, I'm going to lend you the underwear, but when you give it back to me, when he gives it back to me, I'm throwing them out, or I say you could keep them.
So
I definitely don't want
them
back.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep them. But for you to wear them is gross, I think.
What if he gives them back? And there's a streak in them.
I bring it to the show, frame it, and I have Keith sign it.
No, he did already. There's a streak in it. He signed it.
What if he...
I was here. He put a big I in the middle of it, a big brown eye.
What if you loan me a shirt, and I go out, and when I come back, there's cut marks in it, and it's covered in someone else's blood?
It's fine. I wash it. He'll
bring it out into a glass and drink what he could from it.
My mother will get that stain right out. She's good.
Your mother. You're an adult. No. You're a married adult, and you even said that.
I do my laundry at my parents' house, but I do it myself. I was actually asking Keith today if I could bring a load of laundry to Rob's house, and he would let me do it. Do you think that'd be
me for the record?
I want you to know, this past Sunday, our buddy Vito. Vito is downstairs usually in the chat room. He's not here tonight because he hates America. He let me use his washing machine this past week, and I want to say it was like kind of like you imagine when a guy wins a Super Bowl and he comes out and says, I'm in Disney World. The fact that I did not have to spend $25 to go do laundry, I just walked downstairs and threw laundry. Holy crap, Graves. Because I go to a laundromat.
You weren't freaked out about doing laundry in his laundry machine?
I go to a laundromat.
I know.
Where I see crackheads and monsters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally monsters, like Frankenstein actually washes his clothes at my laundry.
Oh, I thought you meant the little laundry monsters, you know, the things in the dryer that dry your clothes.
No, those are in the center of the earth. They're the mole people. It's something different. And I have no problem being at the laundromat because the soap and the hot water, I think it like
sterilizes.
Yeah. Like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. Everything's
hey, Chris.
Fun.
Is that the monster?
Chris,
what's up, buddy?
Is Vito going to start cutting your hair, too? Like, you know, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying. So you have all these services built into your house. You never have to leave.
I would love to go to Vito's hair salon. And do what he can, trim me up, make me look nice. I'm looking for a fade. I'm growing this whole thing out. I'm going to sex
Vito is no barber.
What if you walked into a salon and the two haircutters were...
Salon.
A salon, and it was me and Vito. Would you trust us with hair? Both with our ring of fire going on.
I try and figure out which one of you is going to hit me in the head with a stick and which one of you is going to steal my wallet.
Then when we tell you, all right, we're uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable, we bring out like... Who's bald? That joke did fell flat.
George Costanza. You should have said.
Dude, I've been stressing out the last couple of weeks about my haircut. I mean, I've actually literally been stressing out about my haircut. I'm not happy with
it. You should be. It does not look good.
It looks a little raggedy tonight.
Look, it's like I'm usually really happy with this girl's job, and it's just, it kills me. It's
before you can say another word, I echo the sentiment of Canadian Page in the chair room. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I echo the sentiment of Ustream at 50575. At least you have hair.
Look, I'm not unhappy with my hair. I like my hair. If there is a God, it's a gift from him. And I'm very thankful.
People are ready to leave the chat room. Nugget Man is saying, all right, I'm going to leave for the night. I'm bouncing for the night. Brian's hair talk ends the show. Thank you. Good night, folks. Good night. Yeah, you know, when I go to the salon. Spickle! Who has the point? Be a man and go to the barbershop with men.
I've been thinking about it.
If there's not a pole spinning out front with red, white, and blue on it, then you shouldn't be there.
If there's not a pole in the pants of the haircutter, then you're going to the wrong place.
I don't mind if there's a girl there collecting money or washing hair. But she's not
like
supposed
in a bikini.
To be
cooking.
Hair.
Or making coffee.
On cooking, the wall, or at a poster.
Or at the very least, pregnant and barefoot doing something.
Well, she cut
entertainment?
My... She usually cuts my hair kind of short, and she leaves it a little chunky with all these special little scissors and stuff like that. But she decided she was going to leave the front long because I gave, like, too much time between haircuts. So she was like – she said she was going to take advantage of my lengthy hair and decided to keep the bangs up in the front. And it kills me. I'm thinking about going back. Am I allowed to go back to the person and have her fix my haircut? Have you guys ever done that before?
That's at the time when they show you the mirror and they say, how does it look? At that time, you're supposed to step in and say,
no! Fix it! No!
That's probably right.
If you
take
the haircut back, she'll spit in it. I mean, there's no way.
Did she know it wasn't a good haircut because you didn't clap? Is that the problem?
Well, but what do you do? Wouldn't they show you the mirror and you know it's bad news? What do you say? Like, wow, you really effed me up. Could you somehow, could you make my hair grow back? That's the thing that you cut off, put it back there. Do you have any scotch tape? Like, what are you going to do?
That's kind of what I was feeling like. But, I mean, it was even easier. I could have just said, no, I'm not happy with the length that you decided to go on my hair. Cut the front of it off, like we were talking about. But I guess I'm just the kind of guy who doesn't send it back. Like, I'm not. If you give me food and I don't like it, I'm going to, stick with
it. But there's a reason.
I'm going to eat it just because of that.
There's a reason, as Keith was about to say. When there's food there, if you send it back, you're eating someone's loogie.
Right, no.
If your hair is effed up and you say, I don't understand how you send it back, though.
That's what I mean. It's.
Can I be honest though? Your hair today looks no different to me than it has for my entire life. You have regular hair. I understand. Oh, I pay $69. I pay $67 like I'm parking in Midtown Manhattan. You know, I know you do what you can for it, but it's just
saying. She kept saying she was going to make it look like a British rock star. She kept saying the word "Wicked" over and over again, like that was going to sell it to me or something.
The
like
musical,
that.
The Wicked.
Like this is going to be a like sorry. That was it. British rock star. Apparently, she hasn't listened to music since like Flock of Seagulls or something. It's just
if you came in with that today, I'd be so psyched.
It's all look at this. Look at this.
No, that works on an audio medium. No, it really does.
If look it's a little longer, you could be in the Misfits.
It's like
you don't have a devil lock, so you have hair.
It's the dude. Front of it is all down in my eyes. The rest of it is like 3 inches shorter.
Brian, I understand. Somewhere in your mind, you think this means something to anyone. But your hair looks exactly the same as it has forever. And it looks salon perfect. I think it's cool. I think there's nothing wrong
with
it.
So I can't go back and justifiably say, you know, fix
this. I hate you and America for Joe Biden fix my hair.
I guess I was just asking the question, would that ever pop into your head? Would you go back and get something like this done? Are you a take it, are you a send it back kind of guy? If you drink wine and they give you a bad cup of, a glass of wine, do you send it back?
By the way, our buddy TJ Newstyle points out that Brian pointed at a picture of Wayne from the Wonder Years and gladly tipped a fiver for a job well done.
I hate having to send stuff back, I do.
Yeah.
If there's a bug somewhere, that's one thing. But at that point, I'm probably going to leave though anyway, but I don't...
Yeah, this bug is gross. Bring me something else and try to
smaller.
Keep the bugs out.
Smaller bug, if anything.
What about when you buy something too many? Like, say you're buying paint or spray paint, and you have, like, 3 cans, you only use 2. Would you actually just go back to bring that third back, or does it just stay in your house?
If you look underneath my sink, there's just cans and cans of paint that will never be used because I won't bring it back.
Spray paint, you're going to go bomb in the next day, and you'll figure out a use for it. So there's absolutely no reason to return that.
I'm also lazy because I could get home and realize that, like, I was overcharged for something or I bought the wrong thing. That thing is just going to stay in my house. I'm not going to bring it back.
I get I order from my local pizzeria some mozzarella sticks or mutzbrill, however you pronounce it correctly, Chris. And I ask...
Technically, you pronounced it correctly.
It's actually called sticks.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella, obviously.
Mozzarella.
Hey. Rob, you and I are gentlemen. And granted, I understand you have a pride in your heritage that I lack, but I know how to pronounce words. Mozzarella.
Gabagool. So I got some mozzarella sticks, and I asked for extra sauce, which was probably a mistake right there. I was like, hey, can I have an extra sauce for this? I'll pay for it. You know, don't worry about it. Just because I like sauce. I like to dip
it
in.
I'm good for it.
And
I'll pay.
And when it showed up, there was no sauce, which kind of defeats the purpose of mozzarella sticks. Do you eat mozzarella sticks without sauce? I don't. They're a vehicle for sauce for me.
I can, but it's not going to be the same.
I didn't eat it, but I couldn't bring myself to calling him back to give me sauce.
As per my usual issue with Brian, it is not the vehicle for the sauce. I agree.
All right.
Mozzarella sticks are amazing with marinara sauce. Absolutely.
Stop it. You don't actually
marinara
say that.
Sauce?
You don't actually say that.
You don't say marinara.
Metadata?
No.
All right, okay.
You do understand. Let me take it back a second. You do understand that what? In Italy, those words are pronounced with all the letters.
Yeah.
Mozzarella. It's not mozzarella, or whatever the hell they call
mozzarella,
or whatever the hell you're calling it.
All right. You guys can be stupid. All right, let's poke fun.
I understand. Prosciutto. P-R-A-J-U-T.
Who said that?
Gabagool.
Who would ever say that word anyway other than prosciutto? It's a B. Prosciutto, obviously.
It's a P.
Actually go into a pizzeria where there's like a guy that's like probably been in America for like 5 minutes, he'll pronounce all the letters of the word.
And then I'll slash his throat. I'll rip your throat out and slash his throat with it.
Chris, if you're watching the news and a girl goes, hi, this is Renee. She goes like this. She goes, hi, this is Renee Gonzalez. Reporting from you, when they just go into that one little accented word, but every other speech is, all their other speech is fine, does that bother you at all?
Not at all. She's got pride. I got no problem with that.
But why do that little accent when you're, you know, she's speaking regular English and then she goes, hi, this is Renee
Rodriguez. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fox News tonight. My name is...
That doesn't bother you at all? You just say Hardukin?
Marores.
I hate that.
It doesn't bother me. No, really? Whatever. It means nothing.
Because you do
Talk
that.
Him, no. The fact is, my last name is fairly ethnic. And I don't care how it's pronounced.
Christopher Berjout.
No, but my last name is Schiavo, if you pronounce it the proper way. But I have people that call me Shivo. I have people that call me Chicago. I have people that call me Shavo. I don't care. Who cares? If your name means that much to you, that you want to do something and be like, whoa.
You have to put that accent on it?
Accent. Fine, go for it.
I get called Karn a lot, so I guess the E and the Y is Karn-y. Silent as well.
I like Berjout. Right. I just like Berjout. And there's a goddamn pizzeria that makes the most delicious soup with beans and this leafy, spinachy vegetable that is spelled E-S-C-A-R-O-L-E.
Like what you do at your house.
And what was it, Rob Giggs?
Escaro.
No, see, you're stupid.
It's Scaro.
You're not Italian.
Escaro.
No, stop with the F.
Oh, it's pronounced...
Not Scarol.
It's Scarol.
Scarol.
Yeah, that's how I hear it.
Scarol and beans. And every time I call an order and say, yeah, give me a pie, a large pie, half mushroom. You're doing the Scarol and bean soup tonight? What?
Good for that guy.
Yeah.
The Scarol and bean soup. What? Sorry. Escarol and bean.
Yes.
Like I said, Scarol and bean. It's on your menu, and pronounce it, you son of a bitch.
Granted, he should probably understand what it is you're talking about.
By the way, he is a 16-year-old girl.
She should probably understand. Good.
Well, yeah, anyway, but she should probably well, of course she's hot.
Understand what it is you're saying, but still, you're mispronouncing it. You're mispronouncing the words. I don't understand having 8 extra letters at the end of a word that you're not going to pronounce. I don't understand.
8 extras? Which ones?
That's Chris's hobby. Putting vowels, extra vowels on words.
Scaro. Or take a vowel. Mottarel. Berjout.
Berjout. P-R-O.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, excuse me. I'd like a hero. I want ham. I'd like some prosecutio on that. And if you get a chance, put some mortadella on.
Okay, I tell you what. Learn how to spell then. If it's Berjout, make it B-R-A-J-U-T.
Prosecutio. Shut up.
Prosecutio.
Whatever, you're a Polish princess. Go away, Polish princess. Go eat kielbasa.
I'm okay with the S-C-I-U. If you want to pronounce it Prosciutto, that's fine.
There you go.
If the O is not going to be pronounced, get the F out of there.
Prosciutto. We abbreviate. My people abbreviate.
Do you call a pasta vazul?
Vajul.
I got news for you. You know what? I think I might have told this on the show in the past. My what is she? My stepmother. I was about to call her my mother-in-law.
That lady.
My stepmother, who is Irish as I mean, like she's as Irish as they come. She went to an Italian restaurant with my dad and ordered pasta fagioli.
That's great.
Pasta fagioli. Mmm. But you know that you can't say pasta fagioli, right? Even though those are all the letters, and you're complaining about.
But like to assume that somebody is going to walk into your place and not understand your crazy, whacked out, insane language.
I know, Scarol. Scarol. But I removed one letter. Escarol.
That's fine. And again,
Escarol as opposed to Scarol.
And I'm saying that one I understand. Escarol. But all right. So how is the fagioli? How is that pronounced?
Pasta fagioli.
Fazul.
Fazul!
Shut up. You're going to say you don't know what pasta fazul is because I'll throw this microphone
in your
face. I
know because I grew up.
I understand.
I didn't grow up, but I've lived in Staten Island long enough to understand the wackiness that is the language.
No, you've lived on Earth. It's pasta fazul! You guys know what pasta fazul is?
I know. My Irish mother says it the same
way. Obviously, pasta fazul!
It's from New York. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter of being Italian anymore.
Pasta fagioli.
It's not a matter of being Italian anymore. It's from being from New York.
Oh, give me some fagioli. Fagioli.
Fagiola.
Like, that's what I'm looking
for. So you're taking...
I'm looking for pasta faggot. That's what you're coming down to. That's what you want. Pasta fagioli.
So you're taking more of an issue with the person that pronounces something the way it's written than the idiots that don't know how to spell a word. That's who you're taking issue with.
Joining us on the hottest of all lines, and I hate them all, here on Best of Show, Best of Show Radio. Who's this?
Stugatz.
Christ
sakes. Pasta fagioli.
Yeah, pasta fagioli.
Fajol. There's no Z-O-O-L. This isn't Ghostbusters. Come on.
But it's Fajola.
Soup right.
There's an A at the end.
Chipotle doesn't suck, Chris. I heard that.
I'm telling
you. The reason you're sick, and it's Moe's.
Oh, you know what? You take your Chipotle piece of Chipotle, whatever piece of crap it is, and throw out the window. If I go to Chipotle, I can't get pasta fagioli, but I will.
You can't get that. You can't get gabagool. You can't get a granola. Hey, toss me another granola. How about some spaghetti?
No. Don't be stupid. It's a granola. It's
cannoli.
A granola. It's a granola. C's or G's. Uh-huh. That's all.
I had to work that day. I thought it was getting the day off like all the other letters at the end.
Chris, what about that pasta? That Catelli pasta?
Gabadil?
Yeah.
Is that really what you're talking about? Because Gabadil is the most delicious, dense frozen pasta in the world.
Wait. How about
There's
this?
There's no D in it. There is no D.
I got a Badil for you.
Wait. You're going to tell me, how do you pronounce it? How do you, new style, tell me right now, Tuesday Night Superstar, star of the Tuesday Night Miracle here on the Heroes Talk Radio Network, what do you pronounce C-A-V-A-T-E-L-L-I as?
Cavatelli.
No, you don't. You're a...
God bless you, young man.
I want to fight you. If we were in the same room right now...
You
want to
fight me?
No letter left behind.
I'll be honest.
The thing is, I'm always torn when I order pasta, okay? I know it's not man of God. I know it's not manicotti, okay? But
what
I don't know if a person knows this. Like, if you're at the waiter, and I have to tell you that I would like some cavatelli.
What?
I want that.
What?
Do I have to dumb it down like all the other bros and say, hey, yo, give me some cavatelli and broccoli.
Cavatelli. Gavadil with Broccoli Rob. Oh, my God. I'm just telling you, honestly, new style. I don't want to be a jerk. Because, well, I do want to be a jerk. But I'm telling you that if you were in the room with me right now, and I know you're maybe a strapping young man and you'd beat my ass, I would challenge you to a fight right now within a heartbeat because it's Gavadil 100%.
So what is M-A-N-I-C-O-T-T-I?
Manigut.
Manigut! You freak. M-A-N-I-G-U-T. No, I-G-O-O-T. Manigut.
Yeah, Manigut.
Chris, would you mind reminding everybody what the name of your band was?
The name of my old band, because of Germ Freak from the DJ Newstall show, was Sandwich. Because you like a nice, delicious sandwich, like a man.
That's the proper Italian pronunciation of Sandwich.
Sandwich.
It's show your arm.
What? I don't have a sandwich tattoo on my arm? Sangwich? That's the way that you... It's a nice, delicious sandwich.
Every time I have to order mozzarella sticks...
What?
Mozzarella sticks, whatever you want to call them.
Cheesy
every
sticks,
time
please.
I have to order the mozzarella sticks, it eats me up inside that I'm, like, joining some cult right now.
I totally agree.
Of mispronouncing words for idiots. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I know, idiots.
I refuse. I'll say it the proper way, and then I'll say it like a full American translation. I will not cave. I will not drop letters, Keith. I'm with you 100% on this.
Cheese sticks.
It's embarrassing.
Fried cheese sticks.
It's shameful.
Chris, is it a pizza?
You know what? When you do get your $10 million and you want to go for the main event, I will put $10 million in to be the challenger. That's what it is.
Hey, man, as long as you could fly to Mars, to it, because that's the only place to defend my title. I'm a space
talent. When I planet hop, I planet hop, you know? What can I say?
I do what I got to do. And when I'm up there, we're going to have the battle in a pit of Gavadil, Mortadelle, you know what? My favorite cheese of all time, which you guys spell R-I-C-O-T-T-A, Arigo.
Whoa. Holy crap.
Wait,
what?
No, I mean, we're going to have this, it's going to be a big pit. It's going to be, we're going to have Gavadil, C-A-V-A-T-E-L-L-I. We're going to have some Manigot.
You're actually making Keith angry. Listen to
M-A-N-I-C-O-T-T-I, Manigot. And we're going to have some R-I-C-O-T-T-A. How do you go?
You do understand.
And then the winner will invite the loser to a nice dish of spaghetti.
And for the record,
and a pizza, a nice pizza.
And for the record, being asked in the chat room by Ustreamer 50575, something we discussed on a past episode of Best in Show, where we had our Sunday ragu. Is it sauce or is it gravy? It's obviously sauce. Gravy is brown and goes on meat. But I'm telling you, arigot.
But dude, same people that say arigot say gravy.
Who says that? It's arigot. That's so stupid.
Like, you understand arigo is there's a cheese
a-
that's spelled A-R-R-I-G-O. I think you're mixing cheeses up right now.
A-D-I-G-O. Arigo.
Arigo. Away. And away we go.
I have to tell you, you know what? Let's cancel the fight. It is definitely sauce. Anybody who says gravy for red tomato sauce, no matter what the content of it is, if there's meat in it, I don't care. It's red and made from tomatoes.
Hold on. I agree with you, Newsom, 100%. You better get your boy Germ Freak in line, because he's calling me a hypocrite and screaming in the chat room, I swear to God, I will slash that son of a bitch's throat.
Newsom, are you...
Well, listen, he's not even really Italian.
But the thing is, I've only heard Italians call it gravy.
It's true. I just want to point out Germ Freak's not Italian. His wife makes Boboli pizza. I understand. What?
Oh, jeez.
I learned it.
Well, Newsom, are you Italian? Are you 100% Italian?
Or more I'm half. I'm half, and you know what? I don't like acknowledging it because of the people. Exactly, like the people. Yo, I'm gonna go get some cheese balls. I'm gonna go get some granola.
Well, what other half are you? You half Italian, half
said,
white.
Wait. Hold on before you can say that. Granoles? Who ever said granoles? Granoles.
The same person who turns ricotta cheese into ricotta. When the C becomes a G, you're an asshole.
I'm sorry. I interrupted Fred there. What is the other half?
The other half is pretty much a little dollop of everything else in Europe.
So you're all confused. You're like a weird gypsy. You're like a weird, crazy gypsy.
Gypsy.
Joining us on the hottest of all lines in some sort of conference call, I hope somebody... Who's this?
Yeah, Ken, I want you to denounce that you're Italian. You're not Italian to us anymore, okay?
Oh, is this the American Italian on the phone?
Okay.
Listen. Is this the gravy saying American Italian? Listen, Frank. First of all, I understand your wife, your Irish wife, has attempted to make a plate of pasta and sauce. That doesn't mean that you can wave the green, red, and white, okay? You American Italian.
Listen, you're not Italian. You know what? You're just Irish. You're not Italian, and you're an embarrassment to the Italian heritage. First of all, Chris. You call it scarole, but you don't call sauce gravy. It's a contradiction. It's being hypocritical.
Gravy is brown, and it goes on meat. Sauce.
Wait, gravy? I thought gravy sat in front of a microphone.
He does that, too. But, no, gravy is brown and goes on meat, whereas sauce is red. Sauce is red, and it goes on pastas of all sorts of different kinds. It's just the way I was brought up, and it's the way it is. I guess maybe it has to do with... Now, you know what? I'm going to say it had something to do with meat because, I mean, my whole life, my sauce had meatballs and sausages boiled in it, and I won't have anything to do with it. That's irrelevant. It's sauce.
Hey, guys, Newsom and Germfree, can I get off the subject for a second here?
What?
I just want to ask them, are you guys real friends, like in real life, or are you just radio buddies?
Like Fred and I?
Yeah. No, we associate outside of the show reluctantly. No, he tries to serve me this, I don't know, a little flatbread with some ragu on it.
You're a fucking asshole.
Maybe like a shaved polio string cheese stick on it.
Go fuck yourself, you fuck. That was great pizza.
You
said it was great pizza.
He microwaves it and says, hey, here's some of my wife's pizza. And I say, oh, come on.
Listen, because every time I
see you... You're an asshole. You're an ungrateful prick. That was great pizza, and you said it was great pizza.
Every time I see you guys together, you guys always seem at odds with each other. You guys never agree on anything. Is there anything you guys agree on, or what?
We both agree in our undying fandom of Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, Heroes Talk, 8 to 11, Thursday nights.
Nice. I'm a big fan of all that. So, seriously, Frank, can we talk for a second here?
Yeah, okay, listen, of course.
So, you do call it Scuttle, right?
I call it scarole. But when I order at restaurants, I call everything by the American version because I don't want to sit there for an hour and a half trying to convince.
And you call me a hypocrite. You actually will say, "Oh yeah, I'll have the escarole and beans." You can say
When I'm at home though, I call it that. I call it scarole. Gavadil.
Gavadil.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh God, I'm starving right now. But what do you mean,
Gavadil?
It's like a dense frozen pasta.
But Chris, you say scarole, right?
Obviously.
Could you spell scarole?
Yeah, E S C A R O L E. Scarole.
Okay.
Escarole.
No, scarole.
That's what I said. Escarole.
Escarole.
Scarole.
You don't feel bad wasting the E?
No, it's not wasting. It's like it's not.
Well, you add the extra H in there.
It's like too. it's like the
when
the,
people waste E or waste H, I just cringe.
No, it's like it's the prefix for it. It's all good for it. Shkarol, God, Gavadil, and Frank, can I ask you RICOTTA?
Arigot.
I can deal with that way more than I can deal with arigo.
Arigo.
You're insane, man. You're confusing two cheeses, I'm telling you.
I'm not confusing the cheeses. R-I-C-O-T-T-A is pronounced arigo. Because my grandmother, when she wanted rigotta, would say, I need some arigo. And so it became arigo. And so to me, R-I-C-O-T-T-A is arigo.
That's funny that you're the only person in the world who calls it that because your grandmother had a speech impediment. That's basically what you're saying.
She wasn't a speech impediment. She couldn't read.
She asked you to turn on the Televi.
Did she ever say, yeah, exactly, oh my God, the phone's ringing, maybe we should pick up the phone. Like, maybe it was just her, that was her way of,
what,
you know.
Is the phone ringing? We gotta pick up the phone?
Arigo is almost that word backwards.
We should get you the Rosetta Stone. You need to learn English, my
just
friend.
Just for pronunciation, not for a new language.
The Rosetta Stone for English.
Exactly. Rosetta Stone for dummies, for English.
You gotta remember, there's two types of people in this world, the Italian people and the Metagons.
What's the Metagons?
I think it's spelled M-A-N-I-G-G-O-H-H-I.
Chris, you know what Metagon is, right, Chris?
Obviously.
What's a Metagon? Germ, what's a Metagon? Please, define.
Well, are you Italian?
No, I'm Irish and German.
Well, then you're a Metagon. Keith is a Metagon.
And proud of it.
That's a non-Italian and other.
Every one of you, except for Rob Gates.
Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela's a Metagon.
He's a Metagon.
American said by an Italian person.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
Yes!
Isn't he an Afrigan? Or a South Afrigan?
It really is American?
Ken is a Metagon to me.
Deja points out in the chat room. It's like a Jew and a Gentile.
It's an other, but I knew that that's what it was, but I had no idea that it was a bastardization of American.
It's not. Is it like the gringo? Is it like a Mexican form of gringo?
But those are the Greeks.
Those are the Greeks.
Did they hang
I
up?
I denounce my Italian heritage.
Good, because we don't want
you.
You're a
Have
fucking
a good night,
parent.
Everybody.
All right, everybody, you know starting...
Lean on, freak.
Starting next week on Harris Talk Tuesday nights, the Keith and DJ Newstyle show, and every Thursday, Germ Freak and Chris.
The race war. The race war on the DJ Newstyle show.
They're both Italians, racist. They're self-hating Italians.
Hey, Germ and Newstyle, how did you guys meet? Just real quick. I want to know.
I was doing my show, and he was lured into the Palp Talk room by our friend, Babra, a girl.
Okay. And that's how you guys met?
Yeah, and then I tried to convince him that I was suicidal so that he could feign some kind of interest. And he really did. He was really concerned. And then all the laughs were on him when I revealed that my life...
I knew it was bullshit. Yeah,
What was bullshit? Germ.
Well, his whole act.
Wow.
The thing is, he was brought into the Pal Talk room.
I was brought into the Pal Talk to be a buffoon, to be a jokester. For me to be the joke, and I fooled them all.
Wow.
Yeah, and after about a year or so, way to try out a different role, Frank, really. Really good.
Do you guys have a Chris and Brian relationship? Is this what I'm seeing here?
It's not Chris? Near, it's not, it doesn't,
volatile?
It doesn't foster that much love. It's that one.
I feel like I've stolen enough time from you guys. I'm going to leave Frank to stammer on your show. everybody.
Later, people.
Frank, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Are you a little, I mean, you may be upset by a lot of what's happened over the past couple of minutes here. If you were upset by this and you wanted to dry your eyes on what an American will call a dish towel in your
he's
kitchen.
Gone. He hung up. Oh. Either that or the conference hung up on him. But.
Okay, tell me, what is it?
God damn, he said got cut off in the chat room. I want to know if Germ Freak were to dry his eyes, please, buddy, call back, 877-744-6405. It's worth it just to this one answer from me, because I'm the only one that cares.
Is it in, like, an aninop?
I want to know. Germ Freak, you there?
Yes, sir.
If you're upset by the past conversation that just happened, and you went to your kitchen and grabbed what the Americans would call a dish towel and dry your eyes with it, what would you call that thing?
That you stumped me on.
You're a son of a bitch.
Do you call bleach?
I don't know, bleach?
Biungaline.
What?
Biungaline.
No, you're so crazy.
No, it's Biungaline.
And I'm telling you, if you're going to go into your kitchen and you're going to grab a
but
dish...
But you know, Chris, your last name actually sounds like Russian. It sounds Russian.
Except for the fact that it's the Italian word for slave, schiavo, where the word chow comes from. Schiavo is actually what my last name is.
Oh, so it's not Shivo like Terry Shivo.
Well, it's actually spelt the exact same way, but it's mispronounced by the Americans. My name is Schiavo, and it's actually the Italian word for slave.
Like a slave to machines, almost?
It's actually the word chow, when you say goodbye to people, as wacky people are known to do and say chow, you're saying I'm a slave to you when you're saying goodbye. Like, oh, I'm a slave to you, chow. That's where chow comes from. It's an abbreviation of schiavo.
Is that what slaves used to have? Did they have slaves in Italy? But is that what they did. Oh, right. Rome.
Okay,
is
guys.
That,
just so you, but before you say chow, bro, yes. when you go home and you're, well, later on when you go into your kitchen, just look to Donna and say, hey, pass me the mopeen, because that is what a dish towel is called. It's a mopeen. Stop being stupid.
I apologize.
Was that a Filipino word?
I was just going to say copyright germ freak, but it's his, so I don't have to say it.
Take care, guys.
God bless you, my friend.
Bye.
Mopeen. You don't use a mopeen when you're in the kitchen?
I thought that was a Filipino thing.
I use a mopeen after I use my brooma.
Why? Wow, see, you're being crazy.
I use a mopeen in my bathroom.
Honestly, you guys are just jerks. You don't understand how my people live, and it's a magical thing. I just want to say, people who do understand it,
I don't think they should.
It's my friend Germ Freak, my friend Frank, member of the DJ New Style show here Tuesday nights on Heroes Talk. Honestly, if you're listening to this right now, you're already a fan of the DJ New Style show. You already know that it's the best thing going today. And if you're not, then you're just stupid, and you should be listening to it 9 to 11 every Tuesday here on Heroes Talk. Good, 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 good stuff.
Chris, I thought your last name was the root form of skivats.
Same deal, right, skivats. Exactly, skivats.
Is a mopeen in any way related to a maron?
What's a maron?
I don't know, he says it all the time. Maron!
Oh. Maron of me. What's maron of me? What's the definition of maron?
The Madonna. Like you're calling out Jesus. The mother of Jesus
oh
Christ.
Oh my God, what is
maron!
Okay.
I'm still floored about the Metagon. I can't even wrap my head around Madonna.
I don't want to come off as prejudiced.
Except you're a racist.
I don't want to
and
come
you hate
off
my people.
I don't want to come off as
that you're like 1/16th of because you're a gypsy.
I don't want to come off as prejudiced against anyone's ethnicity. I don't
but Germans stink.
When I say maron,
I'm against Nazis.
When I say maron, I say, oh my God, I can't believe you're divorcing Guy Ritchie right now. Maron, what happened to you?
I had no idea.
What is wrong? And for the record, I'm leaving the entire country of Italy out of this because this is a New York thing.
Yeah,
this is an Italian New York thing, and not all New York, not all Italian New Yorkers, but this is something that
New York, New Yorkers.
I can't.
YAWK. It's New Yorkers.
I understand that, but it's closer than maron.
It's pronounced
maron.
M-A-R-O-N.
Who's up my maron?
M-A-D-O-N. Maron. Why? What is the need for extra letters?
You know, Keith. For the record, New York is pronounced.
No, boo, hiss is how it's pronounced. I don't know. Maybe you guys are idiots, and I understand. You live in a crazy, wacky world where you have no pride about your people. And mind you, I wish I could...
Oh, I have tons of pride.
No, I wish I could get a sex change and I could become straight.
I want to kick you in the dupa right now. That's how much pride I have.
Maybe you just don't understand what it's like to be one of my people, and I understand. That's fine. Go to the pizzerias, order your mortadella, order your prosecutio, enjoy yourselves, have a great time. And the people like me will giggle, 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 and laugh in the back and spit all over your stuff and enjoy it. What do you got, Fred?
Keith, I have a lot of pride, too. I want to put Chris in an oven because I'm German.
Wow. Pride. I'm going to go so far as to say maybe the most inappropriate moment in the history of our show. We need to take a break.
You forgot about the shoe comment.
That was a good one, too. You guys don't know what we're talking about?
You'll never know.
You'll have to figure it out because we never put it on our download page.
That's funny for the three people in this room. Four.
You know what? I didn't even get it. I just laughed because I didn't even get it. Really, what's the shoe thing mean? I just laughed because everybody else is laughing.
It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. The thing you do with yours, place to be. You know what? Rob Giggs, kick up some voicemail. Let's just get away from this and save us from this Italian crazy conversation. No, like now.
Message.
Hey, Chris. I just wanted to thank you for, you know, making my work life hell. The story that you made up about me eating ham sandwiches in the bathroom when you know full well I don't eat swine, nor do I dine in the loo. It was great. The Office bust my chops, which is okay because I'm friends with all of them. But, you know, you really stepped over the line when one of your guys goes up to Boston and further spreads the rumor. So then all of a sudden I started getting pictures of guys in jail eating off the toilet and restaurants where all the seats are toilets. And I just wanted to show you my appreciation and look forward to this getting all the way up to senior management so that every time we go out drinking, it's nonstop jokes. Thanks again, man. I'll think of something to get you back.
It's really an amazing, amazing moment. As I hear Fred giggling like
that's
a lunatic.
That's my favorite part.
It's really an amazing thing that I actually got brought aside by my coworker, who I told the story about here on the air a few weeks ago. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go to bestinshowradio.com, click on recorded audio, and look to one of our old shows. I honestly wish I remember which show it was, where I told the story about the fact that I lied about one of my coworkers eating ham sandwiches in the bathroom. Apparently, now this rumor has obviously spread throughout my company, and there are people that are torturing this poor guy with the fact that he eats ham sandwiches in the bathroom.
Yeah,
so,
hope you're proud of yourself, pal.
I don't you know what it is. I feel a little bit bad. I feel like, well, you know what? If he ate some prosciutto sandwiches in the bathroom, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. I feel bad about the whole thing, yet I feel like, hey, job well done. I feel like maybe like Barry Horowitz, I need to pat myself on the back. All right, job well done that I've screwed this guy over.
Can I say it?
You can say it.
I liked having him pointed out to me the other day when you had your webcam on at work. And Chris leans over to the webcam. By the way, this is the ham sandwich guy standing right here talking to me.
The ham sandwich guy.
While he's talking
guy.
To him.
The ham sandwich guy.
Well, what else is he going to be? What else is he going to be? Yeah, for those that don't know, I spend a lot of time in the Pal Talk room during the week, or not nearly as much as I should. I hang out in the Pal Talk room, and I try and cam up at my office so people can see the ham sandwich guy and, you know, all sorts of other things. So enjoy it. But, hey, I guess that means job well done by me, no?
Well, speaking of guys, what guy do you think you would be, Chris, in the workplace? What does everyone think what guy you are? All your coworkers. Do you think they have an opinion about you? Are you the crazy guy?
He's the loud
are
guy.
Are you the douchey guy? You're the drunk guy? You're the okay, let's party guy?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Yes. I think. Wow.
You wouldn't drink at work, though.
Or this is a better question. What would you define all of us as? What do you think all of us?
Why are you putting
guys?
It on me? Why are you putting it on me? Why
well, I'll ask everybody the same question.
All right, so you put it on me first. That's fine.
You're talking about guys.
I would say...
First, define yourself. What do you think your coworkers think of you as? Because you have to think they have an opinion of you.
Somewhere between the drunk guy and the funny guy.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Like, I'm the guy who's just... you know what? Not maybe the funny, maybe the jerk guy and the drunk guy.
The jerk guy? Really?
I'm nasty to everyone.
Really?
Nasty? I treat everyone in my work life just like I treat you guys here on the show. I'm a real, real piece of garbage, and I'm hateful and awful to everybody.
Joe, to quote your wife from the past, how do you have a job?
The jerk guy is...
I'm good at my job, but I am a jerk.
The jerk guy is almost kind of better than the funny guy. There's really nothing worse than the quote funny guy.
Well, if he's really funny, it's good. But if
rarely,
he's not funny.
Rarely is the funny guy at work ever the
Dude,
funny guy.
Dude,
let me ask you something.
Listen back to last week's show. I had like three liners. Like,
I always get
she should commit suicide. That was hilarious. Everyone crazy for it. Oh, sorry.
I've been accused at my job.
Of being the creepy guy, Keith? Definitely, because that's what we all think
of. Of being the, quote, funny guy. And I always, I cringe when I think of that, because it's like, wow, so does that mean, like, I'm forcing jokes? You know, because I'm not. I'm definitely not intentionally saying things to make people laugh. I'm just an idiot that doesn't take anything seriously.
just so we know, there were some words thrown around the chat room. I'm obviously the fat guy. I'm the fat guy at work. I'm the fat drunk guy. That's who I am.
There's no one else at work fatter than you?
Sure, but they're not as fat and drunk as me.
If there's someone fatter than you, they're the fat guy.
But they're not as happy as being fat, maybe, as Chris.
The jolly fat guy. Maybe. Yeah. I'm the jolly drunk.
You know what? When I go back to my job...
You're the pleasantly plump guy.
This is what I'm going to limit myself to. Boy, this work is hard. Hey, guys, break's over.
Brian,
as I rob kids in the hole.
Brian, what would you define everybody here as? Rob, Chris, Keith, and me as the
you
guy.
You mean in this... If say this were our office?
Say if this was
a
workplace.
Or what I think you guys are at each of your office?
Whatever you want.
Can I predict that Brian already calls me the asshole guy?
This is what his tattoo says, so...
Chris is the loud guy.
Loud?
Yeah.
You're going to define this as if we were in your workplace.
I was just going to curse
this
on the show.
This is the workplace.
This is the workplace.
The workplace is best is in this. Show radio.
You know what? I am cursing. Fuck you. Fuck you in your stupid face.
Who do you define? Who do you find?
Chris is the loud guy.
Loud guy.
You're the prankster.
Who's that?
You, Fred, are the prankster.
Fart guy. I think he's the fart guy.
Really? I haven't farted in a long time.
No, you're like, no. Oh, fart! Like,
that was funny. You're the that was funny. You're the wacky prankster guy.
By the way, Canadian Page points out in the Heroes Talk chat room, loud is a nice way of saying obnoxious.
Exactly!
Yeah, it wasn't really a compliment, I suppose. Probably not the nicest way to
That's
say
fine,
it.
That's fine, but I'll acknowledge obnoxious and...
Yeah, come on, it's the Chris show, Brian. Come on.
I'll wear it as a badge of honor.
Keith. I'm waiting, Brian.
Keith, that's a hard one to put the
the sad guy.
Important.
Sensitive guy.
The guy that shoots everyone in the workplace?
Most important.
The scary guy. I think that's me, actually. I'm the scary guy.
You wish.
Keith
no
is
one
real.
In this
Keith
table
is
scared of
no,
you.
No, okay, good.
Keith's reliable guy.
Really, yeah, Rob?
I think so.
I know.
That is not how I would. That's not the first word that jumped to mind.
Time out. Reliable guy? When did you get the intro for today's show? 6 minutes before it started?
Rob, you're broken down on the highway. You're looking for someone reliable. You're calling Keith, the reliable guy? Who are you calling to pick you up?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not going to text him because he doesn't answer his text messages.
Yeah. Well, Danger taught us that. No. You're saying reliable.
It's not.
You are broken down. Who are you calling? Who are you calling?
The guy that has no car? Yeah.
Okay, so let's say this. Your wife was in a car accident. And you needed to send somebody there. Who are you going to send?
By foot.
The guy who works a quarter of a mile away. You. That's who I sent.
So, Bri, what is
Keith? I just want you to be... I want you to understand. Quick, can we time out for a second? I don't mean to interrupt you guys.
No, go ahead, please. Your
That's,
show.
Obviously. I'm not going to say that you're not reliable. But look around us. You're the most reliable here. Stop. Like, we're talking... We're like lesser of the evils, no?
I'm the what? I'm the
least. Lesser of the evils. You are the most reliable. Look around the table. You're the most reliable dude here, no?
That is a falsehood.
I think I'd call Rob first.
You call Rob
yeah, but
before
he was,
me?
Yeah, but he works in Jersey.
Dude, that you was might the be high.
maybe I meant to say, like, maybe even like a take advantage of guy. Because Keith's a nice guy, so he would be doing stuff and like
Sucker.
People want to. So he'd always say, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And so I kind of meant, I guess.
I am so mad that Pristine Sneakers is pointing out in the Pal Talk room that Chris is the boss guy. F you guys.
I'd say I wanted to call Keith the funny guy, but it has a connotation that I'm not ready to put it. I think Keith is the cool guy.
I agree. I agree cool.
You
I agree
issues.
Cool. I agree cool, and I agree with Canadian Page in the Ustream room, steady guy.
Keith, what do you think? If you were going to do the guys, if this was our workplace and you were going to say
you first, bro. Oh,
seriously. Really?
Ustreamer 5019 points out Keith's voice of reason guy.
Ooh. So who'd you define as? Brian, Rob?
I can't believe this whole bit is stroke Keith's ego. What the hell?
I don't know. Well, he's got the
Chris.
Voice. Come on.
Jesus, dude. Twice you had to stab me in the heart tonight.
The last one was funny, though. That one was like, cute. The last one was hilarious.
Brian, to me, is the... No, let me start across from me. Chris, and maybe this is because of the relationship I've had with him, Chris is
Sexy
the
guy.
if I need to know that someone's going to talk to me right now, when I need to talk to him and is going to honestly put forth an effort to help me out.
Guy.
Okay.
That's not even a thing.
If I need to know that someone's going to talk to me and honestly put forth an effort right now, guy.
Simplify it, Keith. Come on. He's the guy to go to if you need someone to
he's
talk to.
He's my go-to guy.
Wait. He's your go-to guy.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know what? I might make out with you for saying that.
Might? You're my go-to guy. You have to. All
right.
So Chris is your go-to guy.
Nice.
If I need a guy that's going to say that may not necessarily logically think things through, but is just going to definitely have my back and just be like, you know, and I'm not saying he's going to entertain, like, you know, if I called him and was like, bro, so I'm going to go kill my ex-wife now, you know, he's not going to back that up.
I got you. I'm your go-to guy.
Your job.
You need a gun?
But the guy that's going to tell me, hey, man, you know what, like, I feel for you. You're like, the guy that's going to make me feel better, that's Fred.
Interesting.
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
Hell yeah. You know what, dude? I hate you, but you're a real good dude.
Thank you.
You're a good. Yeah, if I were to talk about the best dudes I've known in my life.
People's top 10 best dudes from Best in Show.
You wouldn't be number one, but you'd probably be two or three.
Would he be in the top five?
Well, six. You'd be six or seven.
Now, I think you're lying, but I thank you.
I swear to God. Really? If we had to start, you know, and this goes back to the same bit that we run week in and week out, who we fire from the show, who we keep forever. The last person I fire on this show, if of course I'm the one who's choosing, and obviously it's Chris's show, is Keith, of course. He's the last one.
I think the name of this bit is Brian's the Asshole.
But the last one before that is you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you stream a 93649 calling out 100K. That guy's not here tonight.
Yeah, 100K couldn't make it.
So, Keith, what about Brian and Giggsy?
If
and Vanessa. You can even put Vanessa in it.
Nerd guy, smart guy.
Titty guy.
That's me.
She's the go-to guy.
I really didn't think that I would be floored three different times tonight, that I had to pull away from the mic because I was laughing my ass off. And all three times, Fred's lines.
Yeah.
That's why he's number three on the show.
If there's a guy I'd do it with, I'm just saying. But all right, if there's the guy that I need practical, real-life advice right now, I need a dude, Chris. I might go to you for this, but if there's a guy that I need to, like, I need to think logically, I need a dude that's gonna tell me, hey, man, A, B, C.
I'll tell you right off the bat, don't go to me. Because no matter what you say, dude, I don't think this is a good idea. I'm thinking I should get a rocket and stab myself in the face. I'll be like, yo, bro, I totally will find a dude that'll get us a rocket and we're ready to go. I'm the back you up guy no matter what the stupid is.
If there's a guy that's going to tell me, dude, you shouldn't do this, you should do that.
Voice of reason guy.
The voice of reason guy, as I was called earlier. If there's a voice of reason guy that, like, I need, like, legitimate real world advice, I'm going to Rob Giggs.
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely.
If there's a guy
that's disposable, you couldn't care less about.
If there's a guy and I respect his opinions, I think he's a little crazy at times.
No, you don't.
But if there's a guy that I think is just going to straight up make me comfortable and just make me feel better by saying whatever nonsense he says, it's Fred. It's definitely Brian. If there's a dude that I'm going to talk to...
Repeat that again.
If there's a guy that's just going to straight up make me feel better about the situation...
But not give you any advice that you can actually take...
No, he'll give me some advice. He'll give me some crazy advice too, probably, because, I mean, let's face it, he's insane. We all know that at this point. It's Brian. You know what? The first night of my much ballyhooed breakup.
Greatest show in the history of Best in Show.
No, the first actual night I talked.
That's how you remember it.
No, what?
I can't
wait for someone else to break up.
I talked to Brian and...
I'm planning my divorce. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great for the show.
Dude, I'll tell you, that'll be a three-nighter.
Nah, one show.
One show?
You know what my best memory of the whole night is? Of talking to Brian that night, because Chris was at my house. Chris was begging me to come stay with him, but I was just like, nah, dude, I just want to kind of just sleep tonight, you know? And Chris left, and I felt bad that everybody at this table, except for Brian, knew what had happened where you'll find me now. Everybody at this table had known what had happened, except for Brian. So I called Brian. I'm like, dude.
Oh, so Brian was last. That's right. I forgot Brian was last. Who's your last go-to?
As Brian said, run a new first. Flashback to the Brown Lunch. But, yeah, and I talked to Brian. And for some reason, Brian's saying to me, hey, man, just, I'm sorry. You're going to get mad, probably. You've probably been hearing this all day. Don't go out and get high. Like, for some reason, I just thought Brian was an okay dude then. Nah. I've changed my mind since then.
Yeah. He's a fraud. He's a fraud.
Chris, hey. Did you do the guys? Did you go around?
What do you mean?
Did you go around and say who, if we were in the workplace, who would everybody be? Rob, me, Keith, and Brian. Who are the guys?
All right. Get your outro music ready as we're ready to end the show. Keith is best guy.
Best guy? What
best
do you mean?
Guy.
What do you mean best guy?
I mean the best at everything in the entire world.
All around.
I mean, I love that kid more than anybody in the entire world.
He's your best man. Your best guy.
You know, I don't want to say more than anyone in the entire world. My daughter?
For friends, not family. Friends. Okay. We're talking friends. Mm-hmm.
Keith is the best guy. Keith is the best guy.
That's how you would define
him. Yeah, he's the best dude. Like, the fact of the matter is, I sit at work, and when he's not on an instant messenger and I can't send him 14 messages throughout the day to say nothing other than, like, yo, what's up, I get annoyed. That's the...
For the record, I'm not going to go into detail, but Chris has been known as recently as this afternoon to call me and say, dude, when I don't talk to you, this is what I think is happening. And he comes up with the most insane scenarios.
No, go for it. No, I literally... No. Keith had...
He was mowed down by a rhino.
Keith went to hang out with his brother for 2 days in Queens, and he didn't have computer access. And while he was there, I convinced myself that Keith was hanging out with people making fun of me, and he hated me. And I am the neediest girlfriend in the entire world.
That's not very healthy, Chris.
I want you to know, we never got to the topic today that I needed to about my insane brain. And I have nothing healthy in my head. And we're not going to talk about this because I have an emptiness in my brain. I have an emptiness in my chest. I have an emptiness in my heart. And I'm probably going to die soon.
And I'm sure you got an emptiness in your tummy.
Oh, God, I'm starving. Well, I haven't eaten. Keith is my number one guy. I love him forever.
Keith's the best guy, Brian.
He's my favorite person.
No, let's go to Rob next. Rob. Who's Rob to you? In the workplace?
Reliable guy.
Oh, definitely.
100% reliable guy.
Chris, Who am I, Fred? Who am I to you? In the workplace, what guy would I be?
Fun guy.
Really?
Most enjoyable fun guy.
You're a mushroom.
Because I think I'm so depressing. I don't think I'm fun at all.
I'll be honest with you. You've written some of the saddest songs I've ever heard in my life, and I think you're fun.
Really?
I think you're, because you know what? You're an ass. You're just a big, dumb ass, okay. And I think you're a great, great dude because of that.
That's good. Thank you.
No, I don't mean in a bad way.
What about Bri?
I love Rob. I love Rob so much. Brian is...
Be honest. No, be honest, really. Because this is the most... what I'm most curious about, Chris, is how you feel about Brian as the guy in the job. Who is he to you? Because obviously your relationship is very volatile. You butt heads a lot.
Inconsistent, aggravating, yet entertaining guy. That's the way I describe him. Inconsistent.
Give me a scenario.
Aggravating.
Give me a work scenario.
Yet entertaining guy.
Like he would F up on a project at work, and then you would have to do extra work, but he would joke around about it.
No, we're not talking about work. The only work I'm talking about is Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
Yeah, that's the job.
Here on heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, the place to be. I'm saying aggravating. Frustrating. No, he's not that entertaining.
Let me just add one. Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. It's Thursday on Heroes Talk.
Ooh.
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. It's the DJ New Style show.
Great. That's Heroes Talk. Honestly, the superhero of this station. The reason why this whole thing exists. The
funniest. Our life support, if you will.
Oh, my God. Keeping us alive. Only
us. Anyway.
Can I go around to say what guys or what?
No, we're doing the outro.
Oh, come on.
No, let him go.
All right, do it. All right.
Okay, Rob's the guy to give my topics to at the end of the week. Brian's the guy.
When he asked for them 4 days earlier?
Exactly. And eight. You have to have eight or you're not getting on. Brian is the guy to go to if you want to hear the wrong answer. Keith is the guy to go to if you want to really be comforted
And Chris is the guy to go to if you want to be comforted in a party type of thing, if you want to forget your feelings.
Like, basically, I'm the guy, Fred, that tells you, dude, it's okay. And yes. Chris says, dude, it's okay. Woo!
Yes, exactly. You tell me it's okay, but Chris is going to make me forget about my feelings.
How about, you know what? I take it all and shake it off, and you guys are crazy, and I say that Spickle has summed it up perfectly in the Ustream room. I think Chris is the funny guy. Keith is the funny guy. Brian, the funny guy. Giggs, the funny guy. Fred, the funny guy. That's what he thinks.
I like that guy.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Seriously. If you guys forgot what's happening, it's Best in Show. We'll see you guys next Thursday at 8 p.m. We'll see you this Sunday, Keith and I will, for Thursday. And we'll see you on Tuesday for the DJ Newstyle Show. If you guys forgot all the great things that happened today, we did too. Thanks to all of you for calling in. Vanessa, DJ Newstyle, Frank. Did anybody else come in calling? I don't think so, no? Frank?
Asia.
Asia called in. That's right. She tried to pause the show when we were on pause. Thanks to all of you for being a part of this magical, stupid mystery. You know what? Cocky socks, steamroll over your face. Cocky socks. Now, you know what? God bless you guys. Seriously, peace out. Pristine, I'm going to kick your ass in the chest now. Seriously, I have to get back to my habits. But I'm just saying, I seriously have to get back to my habits. Just saying.